news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Wall Street futures are trending lower this morning after yesterday's historic rally. It's a comeback that White House correspondent Greg Clugston says was fueled by President Trump's decision to pause steep tariffs on most American trading partners.
Hours after sweeping reciprocal tariffs went into effect, the president announced a 90-day pause for countries that did not retaliate. But he raised the tax rate on Chinese imports to 125%. Investors cheered the news, pushing stocks sharply higher. The Dow gained nearly 8%, the S&P 500 was up almost 10%, and the NASDAQ rose by more than 12%.
Will China agree to tariff talks with the U.S.? President Trump, confident Beijing will see the light.
I think President Xi is a very smart guy, and I think we'll end up making a very good deal.
Overseas, Asian markets closed higher. The Senate has confirmed former Arkansas governor, Baptist minister, and political commentator Mike Huckabee to serve as America's new ambassador to Israel.
The yeas are 53, the nays are 46. The nomination is confirmed.
The party line vote installs an evangelical Christian and strong supporter of Israel as ambassador just 2 days after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu visited the White House. Huckabee has expressed support for Israel's right to annex the West Bank and opposition to a two-state solution.
Correspondent Jennifer King, President Trump says Huckabee will be fantastic in his new role. The House may take a vote today on a budget blueprint that would advance the Trump agenda. Yesterday's planned vote postponed amid skepticism on the part of some Republican budget hawks. The death toll in the Dominican Republic nightclub roof collapse has risen to 184. And watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 642 points, NASDAQ futures off 432. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The world is spiraling out of control. Financial markets are extremely volatile. Global conflicts are escalating and inflation is everywhere. How do you protect yourself when everything's uncertain? The answer is gold. Specifically, the 2025 1-ounce Gold Eagle in flawless NGCMS 70 condition from Global Coin. It's a lifeline in these chaotic times. A rock-solid asset that has outperformed for millennia. Call 888-800-1045 right now to lock in this stunning coin for dealer cost. Just $3,199. Free shipping. No sales tax. Secure this tangible asset you can hold today. The first 100 callers get a free MS70 2025 Silver Eagle. Two U.S. minted legal tender coins to shield you from the storm. Global Coin stands by you with a 30-day return policy because your security matters. Go to globalcoindeal.com or call 888-800-1045 today. They're knowledgeable, professional, and trustworthy. No gimmicks, just incredible coins at incredible prices. 888-800-1045. Call before it's too late.
Good Thursday morning, folks. 6:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, and of course with Chuck Whitaker. Traffic and weather on the threes.
There's some light rain out to the west, and it will be moving in. Not sure if it's going to get here before the rush hour is over, but maybe. So we'll keep an eye on that light rain right now in the western part of the area. We're looking for a report of a minor wreck interloop near the ramp at Nursery Road. I'm looking at the camera here where you cross the BW Parkway on the Beltway. There's no impact there right now. If it's there, it's on the shoulder before the bridge at 895. Nothing major early. Lanes are open. Good to go right now at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Clouds, rain, cool temperatures. That's what we've got the rest of the week. Showers scattered today, 56 this afternoon. Widespread rain tomorrow, 54. More showers Saturday, 55 the high Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Pikesville has 42 degrees. Downtown Baltimore, it's 44 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. A Catonsville youth ministry leader is facing more than 70 charges for the alleged sexual abuse of five teenage boys. 32-year-old Kevin Guy is accused of inappropriate touching, sending explicit nude photos to the victims, and using his position of authority to commit sex offenses between January 2018 and September 2024. According to Baltimore County Police, the teens say they met Guy through Metro Maryland Youth for Christ, but he is no longer employed by that organization. He is being held without bond at the County Detention Center. Our Howe County Police have arrested a suspect in connection with a 2023 double shooting in Wood Park Lane in Columbia. 19-year-old Kennard White is charged with first-degree murder, attempted murder, assault, and weapons violations in the shooting that killed 18-year-old Jeremiah Darden. Police say White has been in prison since January of 2024 for an unrelated robbery. Investigators believe White and Darden knew each other. One of the jurors in the murder trial of Victor Martinez Hernandez has been dismissed. Before proceedings began on Wednesday, the judge of the case let the juror go, but did not offer a reason for their dismissal. Martinez Hernandez is on trial for the 2023 rape and murder of Harford County mom of five, Rachel Morin, on the Mompa Trail in Bel Air. He is a native of El Salvador who was in the U.S. illegally at the time of the murder. And Maryland AG Anthony Brown is applauding the passage of legislation reforming the state's criminal legal system. During the General Assembly session, Maryland lawmakers passed geriatric and medical parole reform, expanding access to early release for aging and seriously ill inmates. It's 6:06. Next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balanced care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balanced care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking a family member to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary Stein is out this morning. Good morning. I'm Bruce Elliott. Let's continue. The Diamondbacks captured the rubber match of their series against the Orioles. They shut out the Orioles 9-0 in Phoenix. Josh Naylor led the way at the plate after going 3-for-4 with a solo homer and 3 RBI. Next up for the Birds, they've now dropped 3 of the last 4s, and they will host the Toronto Blue Jays for a 3-game set that starts tomorrow night. Wizards suffered their 4th straight loss. They fell to the 76ers 122-103 in their final home game of the season. Washington remains last in the East and will visit the Bulls of Chicago tomorrow night. Capitals are ready for the final stretch of the regular season after a record-setting day against the Islanders, and El Monte Caps are looking for the Carolina Hurricanes tonight. And the Nationals fell short of a series sweep. They dropped their finale against the Dodgers 6-5 in D.C. Following NASCAR this weekend, local racing season begins to start up. NASCAR has its annual throwback weekend at Darlington. Meanwhile, Formula One is going to be at Suzuki Circuit in Japan. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, Frank Luber here again for my good friend Rod Barowi and his Safe Retirement Solutions team. Retirement income planning is a big deal. I've personally worked with many financial advisors over the years, and that's why I advise you to call my friend Rod Barowi. You can meet Rod personally in Annapolis or Towson. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120 or saferetirementsolutions.com. Don't leave your retirement up to chance.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, from Bel Air to Glen Burnie, and from Fort McHenry and the home of the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott starts now. Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Thursday, April the 10th. 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Coming up in this hour, the Maryland Pavement Reliability Project back in the news. PSEG going to court to get orders for rights of entry to come on your property and surveil it without your permission. Chuck Schumer wants to take back legislative control from the president. But our top story is today, the Trump's tariffs continue to dominate the news cycle and the art of the deal. So many political pundits, experts, and even conservative chowderheads missing. They don't understand Trump. They don't know how he negotiates. They just don't, after all these years, still don't get it. But President Trump said yesterday he's decided that he's going to put a 90-day pause on reciprocal tariffs for the entire world. Also, he is now returning to baseline tariffs of 10%. But China, getting 125% tariff now, as that's the real target, folks, is China. Here's President Trump explaining why.
Well, I thought that people were jumping a little bit out of line. They were getting yippy, you know? They were getting a little bit yippy, a little bit afraid, unlike these champions. Because we have a big job to do. No other president would have done what I did. No other president. I know the presidents. They wouldn't have done it. And it had to be done. What was happening to us on trade, not only with, you know, if you look at it, not only with China, but China was by far the biggest abuser in history. And others also. But somebody had to do it.
Yeah, and that's somebody.
Yippee.
Yippee. They were jumping out of line, getting yippee.
Little chihuahuas.
The stock market went up, skyrocketing. NASDAQ up 12%. The S&P 500 soared 9.5%. So it's going to be a roller coaster ride. I don't think the stock market ride is over yet until all this stuff kind of settles. But, you know, it was like, what, a 2,500-point rise? And had to have been a record at one point. But Treasury Secretary yesterday, Scott Bessent, he explained exactly what Trump is doing now.
And we saw the successful negotiating strategy that President Trump implemented a week ago today. It has brought more than 75 countries forward to negotiate. It took great courage for him to stay the course until this moment. And what we have ended up with here, as I told everyone a week ago, they are in this very spot. Do not retaliate, and you will be rewarded. So every country in the world who wants to come and negotiate, we are willing to hear you. We're going to go down to a 10% baseline tariff for them, and China will be raised to 125 due to their insistence on escalation.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said had a note to the media, to the conservative chowderheads, and the rest of the Uniparty yesterday.
Many of you in the media clearly missed the art of the deal. You clearly failed to see what President Trump is doing here. You tried to say that the rest of the world would be moved closer to China when, in fact, we've seen the opposite effect. The entire world is calling the United States of America, not China, because they need our markets, they need our consumers, and they need this president in the Oval Office to talk to them. And that's exactly why more than 75 countries have called, because the United States of America is the best place in the world to do business. And as the president has shown great courage, as the secretary has said, in choosing to retaliate against China even higher.
Yeah, all right. Brilliant move, a stroke of genius, and we'll tell you why in just a moment.
You know, whenever you say stroke of genius, I personally think of Chuck Whitaker.
What, a stroke or that he's genius?
He's genius.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, it's golf. It's golf league. It's Masters. Golf league.
Yeah, that's Masters begins today.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
really
why I said it.
Wow. I'm telling you. Best time of the year.
But you
for
took
me.
It as completely negative. I
know.
Think
it's a negative kind of guy.
It's hard not to.
You might need an intervention at some point.
Yeah, I wish you would. Maybe we'll do it on the 20th.
Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
It could get really ugly after
it
about 15, 20 minutes.
It could.
A little slowing now, 895 South. It's only a speed reduction, but it just started right after O'Donnell Street and now going into the tunnel, even though all the lanes are open. Fort McHenry Tunnel right now is clear with all four of the southbound lanes moving through without a problem. Heads up, the traffic light is out. They had a problem overnight, completely out. That means you're going to treat it as a four-way stop. in the area of Jarrettsville Pike and Delaney Valley Road. That's a tough area to get out of, especially from the side there on Delaney Valley Road. So be especially careful. We hear the light truck is headed that way. There was a minor wreck. It's on the shoulder, outer loop of the Capitol Beltway, New Hampshire Avenue. But, of course, they're looking at it and will back up towards the ramps at I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. Oh, by the way, it's starting to rain on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Genius.
Yeah. Stroke of genius. Absolutely. Yeah. Cloudy today. Chance of scattered showers throughout the day. Raining already. 56. Rain most likely tomorrow. Heavy at times. 54. And rain remains in the area Saturday. 55. So it looks like the weekend pretty much going to be a washout. So sad to say, that's not the best forecast. But we'll get through it. Right now it is cloudy, 43 in Pasadena, and some light rain falling in Baltimore, and it is 44 degrees as well.
Hey, we'll get through it because you're going to be in town.
Well, it's going to be raining where I'm going. I'm going to Boston. It's going to be worse there. Going to be raining all weekend and even colder.
Yeah.
So
you see, Chuck, God just got even with him right there.
Well, I'm going to my granddaughter's Easter egg hunt on Saturday, and it's going to be 78 degrees.
Well, good luck to you. I hope you find the golden egg.
Do you have one of those egg grabbers so you don't have to bend over?
Excuse me? Sort of like I do here every day?
Yes, exactly.
Actually, it's being sponsored by her daddy's law firm, and I'm just going as an observer.
Okay.
And for the libations and the food.
Don't one of those high shelf can grabber things you could use.
Oh, right? Don't worry. If lawyers are putting it on you, damn right, I'm going to be there.
Is it true you have a guy that picks up your balls?
Yes, I do.
Okay, that's what I thought. King Charles.
He's called the Range Picker Upper.
King Charles.
That's an official title. What is your job? Well, I'm the official Range Picker Upper.
He's not the quicker picker upper.
King Charles and his wife Camilla celebrating their 20th wedding anniversary. No big celebration planned. They spend just a quiet night, chill. One thing they won't be watching is Meghan Markle's cooking show.
Yes. That's I thought he was going to let her out behind Buckingham Palace so she could graze.
An anti-tariff video is making the rounds on social media. The AI-generated clip shows overweight Americans toiling away in a factory sewing cheap clothing. So I guess it's a scare tactic.
I guess
you're going to go from young kids in China to overweight Americans in Brooksville, Florida. Who knows?
That's nice. Listen, they're already here.
Where'd you get those sweet new Nikes? Oh, I made them at work. That's where.
I made them at work. Of course, they have no soles.
Mattel's Barbie debuted a new doll in the likeness of LeBron James, honoring the NBA icon as Barbie's first Ken Bassador. The LeBron doll is not anatomically correct, but it does dribble. Just saying. Nice. You can get the Bronny doll, too.
So is it 6'8"?
It should be. In a recent interview, singer Ed Sheeran shared a story from 2019, how he was locked out of his hotel room while completely naked. He used a napkin to cover his privates.
Shame on him.
Yeah. If that's not embarrassing enough, it was a cocktail napkin.
I was going to say.
71-year-old Christie Brinkley making waves after posting stunning photos of her ripped abs and slender physique in a string bikini.
She looks good.
Yeah, Billy Joel's kicking himself all over again. All right. A new study out by the Pew Research Center says the majority of Americans do not trust artificial intelligence or the people creating it. And Chuck asked ChatGPT if he was trustworthy last night. Sent him back a shot of him sleeping in bed. Yeah. So just be careful, folks.
I went head-to-head with a computer on different routes and things like that, ways and things like that. Right. They lost.
Yeah, of course they lost.
They always lose. You got that stuff stored in that cranium of yours.
You're not going to beat Brainiac.
After 2 years in an Argentine prison, former Masters champion Angel Cabrera is back playing at Augusta. Mm-hmm. His nickname is El Pato, which means the duck. Huh. But seeing how he was arrested, and now he's golfing again, his new nickname is Scotty Scheffler. Speaking of the Masters, you know, I just have a tough time. Like, it's probably a golf tournament I ever watch, and I don't watch that much golf. Because to me, look, if you're a golfer, I get it. But when you're not a golfer, it's really not that exciting. We thought we'd spruce things up for this year's Masters.
Sunday. It's the best day for the collared shirt-wearing, divot-replace, etiquette-requiring mayhem that is golf. 18 holes. 18 holes.
6 hours.
6 hours.
And it's only $52.
70 if you want to take a cart.
A beige-colored electric-powered golf cart with a blistering top speed of 7 miles per hour.
Go!
It's the game that takes a lot of balls. At least a dozen.
Balls.
Because you're going to lose most of them.
Go!
Best of all, after a long day of frustration, sunburn, and cursing, the little eraserless pencil is yours free.
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 Go!
If you thought it was tough to watch on TV, wait until you try it yourself.
Go!
Get teed off.
Please book your tee time 1 week in advance.
Go!
That's what great. Do you think?
That's the kind of announcer I'd like to hear during golf.
I want to hear something amazing. Good. Go on YouTube and find Robin Williams explaining golf.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
That is funny. That is one of the funniest bits he ever did.
I have it, actually. We'll grab it for tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Very good.
They have one hole. No, they don't have one hole. They put 18 holes.
It's good stuff. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. 6:20, 20 minutes after the hour. And you can join us here about. We're going to talk about the art of the deal. More weighing in on this different plan. It's exactly what Trump had envisioned, what he wants to do. And we'll tell you how it was so brilliant and why it worked in just a moment. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. You can call us 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
6:22, 22 minutes after the hour. So here's the Trump strategy and the art of the deal. So there are two culprits that Trump has identified that he must neutralize. You know who they are?
China.
Yes.
And Iran.
Well, not for trading purposes.
Oh, not for trading purposes.
Not for trading. China, you're right, yeah. And the European Union.
Okay.
China is the real bad one. European Union is secondary. So what he had to do was the goal here is to get China, to neutralize China. What he has to do so he doesn't alienate Xi and of course, the rest of China, right. is to make this look, he's going after everybody. Okay? So he announces on Liberation Day, everybody that's charging us tariffs, they're going to get charged reciprocal. He didn't start it. He's not retaliating. These are reciprocal tariffs. So that causes a UN cry, as you know. 75 countries now call and said, don't retaliate. If you retaliate, we're going to escalate. So a lot of the countries come in and say, we want to negotiate with you. So for those countries, he says, okay, here we go. We're going to renegotiate. But at the same time, he gets a 10% baseline tariff. So he gets something imposed, which was never imposed before. Nobody's crying about that, because they're just happy not to have the full tariff on them. And China gets hammered with 125% tariff. And the stock market is back, and we'll tell you what he plans to do with the European Union coming up next.
6:23 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM traffic with On the Threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
The west side outer loop fills in just a bit. Now starting to get heavy right here at Liberty Road, and I'm sure within the next 4 or 5 minutes or so, well, it's already there. Just look at it. Outer loop just after 795 is where the brake lights are beginning, and very quickly, we become slow from Liberty Road down through the area at I-70. We're always checking in there because we're going to have a problem. That's where it's going to be, where the construction is south of Liberty Road. But right now, we're moving, but already jammed up at 795. We can see the skies are dark out to the north and west, and that rain is right on the doorstep. It's going to be light rain, but it's going to be aggravating the situation. Traffic light is out. Be careful. Jarrettsville Pike at Delaney Valley Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the Threes. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says cloudy today. Chance for scattered showers. A 56 rain throughout most of tomorrow into Saturday as well. Right now it is cloudy. 45 in Annapolis. Chance of some light rain here. And 41 in Owings Mills. So we're talking about the art of the deal. The tariff strategy, Liberation Day, was really the big move. That was the big get everybody's attention. And now we get into the nuts and bolts of this deal. And China, because they retaliated, they now get 125% tariff. And because you know how much stuff goes into Walmart in this country that's made from China?
Oh, yeah.
This is a way to neutralize that and to reshore some of these plants and some of these manufacturers. As to the European Union, they're not going to treat them the same way as China. What they're going to do is they're going to come and Trump's going to make a bunch of bilateral deals with all these countries like Italy and France and Spain and the UK. So he's going to make bilateral deals with them. And this is an attempt to bust up the European Union, which has not been favorable to the United States at all.
Yeah, the country who has the most difficulty with will be Germany.
Yeah, Germany. And some people believe France. But again, that's what this is all about. And I think it's brilliant. Bill Ackman said this was a stroke of pure genius on the part of... and here's the Commerce Secretary, Howard Lutnick.
Donald Trump is the best negotiator that there is. He understands how to do these things.
Yeah, and when you're making chess moves on three different levels,
yep.
You know, most of these people that are trying to analyze and predict what he's going to do and so on, they just don't get it. They still don't get it. Here's Dr. Peter Navarro, who has been... I actually heard someone call him a socialist the other day. A conservative called Peter Navarro a socialist. These are neocon, globalists. Anybody that's opposed to tariffs is a globalist. I'm telling you that right now. That is a key tell.
All the nervous Nellies on Wall Street who try to undermine us consistently underestimate the power of the president to negotiate.
Yeah. Exactly. You want to watch a great interview. Steve Bannon was on with GBN, which is a great Britain news network, and he was masterful in explaining exactly what Trump is doing, both to the EU and Brexit was the beginning. That was the canary in the coal mine for a lot of European countries, and now you've got the Netherlands and others starting to say, hey, wait a minute, this might not have been a great deal for us with the EU. Senator Tommy Tuberville of Alabama, he knows who the target is here, and he reinforces that.
I'm for just hammering China. Keep putting tariffs on them. Make them hurt because they are building right and left our military that one day they think they're going to take us on.
So people just don't understand that China, La Beijing, and others, we're talking about, they have been conducting asymmetrical warfare. With the notable exception of kinetic warfare on the United States. And they're coming to that. You know, they're trying to build to that moment.
Well, they have a deep water navy now, which is not quite there yet, but it will be a formidable foe when they finish the last couple of steps. They're building some big, big ships.
Yeah. And let's not forget the spy balloon that went traversed across our skies. And President Biden actually
talked with
Beijing prior to telling the American people about the spy balloon. And, of course, the Chinese already got what they wanted, and they basically said, okay, shoot it down anyway, we don't care, after they got everything that they needed and wanted. So again, they're buying up our farmland, they're pouring fentanyl into this country. The Chinese people are not our friends, and people doing business with them, that's why Trump is doing this, because China, they're not a friend, they're not an ally. Of course, he'll say that about Xi Jinping, he's a good friend of mine, we like each other, blah, blah, blah. But that's the way Trump negotiates. You know, he will smother you in kindness at the same time, hitting you hard on business transactions and things of that nature, like he's doing now with the tariff. Now, eventually, I do think there is going to be some kind of deal struck with China. There has to be. Because they need access to their biggest market. Without the United States, I think their complete stock market crashes and their economy goes down the tubes as well.
Yeah, I heard expert, quote, over in Europe say, well, we can do without the U.S. market because that's not that important anyway. We are almost 40% of the world's consumables, right? In this country, we buy about 40%. If we're not that big a market for them, well, that's an unusual place to be. You can kiss off about half of all possible market share you might have. I think we have an enviable position.
Here's the deal.
Strong economy and lots of stuff to sell.
Do you think right now, without the United States, Europe could defend itself?
No.
There is no way.
There's no way that the European Union or any single country in Europe could defend itself from a Chinese onslaught, or even a Russian onslaught, for that matter. That's why they're got their panties in a wad over Ukraine.
Yeah.
So the Trump is saying, look, take that money you're spending on socialism, social welfare program, spend it on a billion. You're in charge of your own defense at this point. You know, we're still going to be a member of NATO, but you're going to have to kick in a heck of a lot more because it's done to our debt. For 80 years after the Marshall Plan, Europe has taken advantage of the United States. No more. It's 6:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. The Maryland Attorney General, Anthony Brown, is applauding the passage of the legislation reforming the state's criminal legal system. General Assembly session, Maryland lawmakers passed the Geriatric and Medical Parole Reform, expanding access to early release for aging and seriously ill inmates. Baltimore City Fire Department is piloting the use of a product to control bleeding. Seal Hemostatic Wound Spray was developed by Baltimore-based BC3 Technologies, partnering now with the city for a structured trial. The Seal Spray, S-E-A-L, is used to manage moderate to severe external bleeding by forming a physical barrier that seals wounds and stops blood flow. A Catonsville youth ministry leader is now facing more than 70 charges for the alleged sexual abuse of 5 teenage boys. 32-year-old Kevin Guy is accused of inappropriate touching, sending explicit nude photos to victims, and using his position of authority to commit sex offenses between January 2018 and September 2024. According to Baltimore County Police, the teens say they met Guy through Metro Maryland Youth for Christ, but he is no longer employed by the organization. Howard County Police have arrested a suspect in connection with a 2023 double shooting on Wood Park Lane in Columbia. 19-year-old Kennard White is now charged with first-degree murder, attempted murder, assault, and weapons violations, and the shooting that killed 18-year-old Jeremiah Darden. Police say White has been in prison since January 2024 on an unrelated robbery. Investigators believe White and Darden knew each other. And one of the jurors in the murder trial of Victor Martinez Hernandez has been dismissed. Before proceedings began on Wednesday, the judge in the case let the juror go but did not offer a reason for their dismissal. 6:32 right now on WCBM. Coming up next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
What if you could build a six-figure retirement income with almost half the money saved? You heard that right. Get a discount on your retirement, creating a six-figure income with 40% less than traditional 401ks and mutual funds. Hi, I'm Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, executive producer, and star in a brand new Hollywood documentary called The Retirement Deception. In this film, we traveled over 20,000 miles interviewing real Americans who've retired successfully with a great lifestyle and peace of mind. They share their stories on how they get more retirement income with the same dollar saved, and the money's never at risk if the market crashes. That's right. If the market crashes 30%, you lose nothing. Even the super wealthy are shifting money to this new strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you're over 50 and want a bigger, better retirement with less money saved, call to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of this brand new movie at 1-800-451-8989. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you can get it completely free. I'll even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call right now, 1-800-451-8989. That's 1-800-451-8989. Again, 1-800-451-8989.
Pick three, lottery number 997. Your pick 4-8346. And now at 6:33, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Rain showers coming in from the north and west, and some of that rain north and west of the area is pretty heavy according to the radar, so I'll have to keep an eye on that. We're already slowing now. 895 is now backed up to the area of the Erdman Avenue ramp. 95 already goes back beyond the Eastern Avenue Bridge. And I'm looking at the traffic going into the Fort McHenry tunnel. Lanes are open. All four lanes on the south side towards Key Highway are clear. But as you drive west, you can see the sky is pretty dark over on the west side. So that's going to be a contributing factor. Wreck on the Capitol Beltway might still be there. It was a problem on the shoulder outer loop at New Hampshire Avenue with delays back to 95. Earlier, the traffic light was out. Not sure if the light truck is there yet. Be careful at Jarrettsville Pike at the intersection at Delaney Valley Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Clouds, rain, cool temperatures. That's what we've got the rest of the week. Showers scattered today, 56 this afternoon.
Widespread rain tomorrow, 54. More showers Saturday, 55 the high Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Our financial system is cracking under pressure. Your retirement is at risk. Take control now. Lear Capital is offering a free Sky High Silver Report and Precious Metals IRA guide at betternestegg.com. Don't leave your future to chance. Go to betternestegg.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And Gary Stein on sports being brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Gary, of course, has the morning off. I'm Bruce Elliott, and here's what happened in the last 24. Diamondbacks captured the rubber match of their series against the O's. They shut out the Orioles 9-0 in Phoenix. Josh Naylor led the way at the plate after going 3-for-4, solo homer, and 3 RBI. Now, next up for the Birds, who have dropped 3 of the last 4, they'll be hosting the Blue Jays for a 3-game set that starts tomorrow night. Nationals fell short of a series sweep after dropping their finale against the Dodgers 6-5 in D.C. C.J. Abrams hit a leadoff home run for the Nats in the bottom of the first. He now has 4 long balls this season. Washington had its 4-game winning streak come to an end and will visit the Marlins of Miami for a 3-game set that begins tomorrow night. In basketball, the Wizards suffered their 4th straight loss, fell to Philadelphia 122-103. Hockey. Capitals are ready for the final stretch of the regular season after a record-setting day against the Islanders in Elmont. The Caps are hosting the Carolina Hurricanes tonight. Washington has 107 points and already has clinched the Metropolitan Division. This weekend, as local racing seasons begin to start up, NASCAR has its annual throwback weekend at Darlington. Meanwhile, Formula One is going to be at the Suzuka Circuit in Japan. And men's college hockey is one step closer to crowning a season championship, what they call the Frozen Four. It kicks off Thursday from St. Louis. Denver is the reigning champion, battles Western Michigan, which made the tourney for the first time in school history. Next on WCBM, we'll take a quick look at the Masters.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Well, Sean, another green jacket up for grabs at Augusta National. Scottie Scheffler looking to defend his title, the Masters, tee off today. Scheffler won last year's tourney by 4 strokes. He finished atop the leaderboard at 11 under par. The 28-year-old will be alongside Justin Thomas and amateur Jose Luis Ballester for the first and second rounds. Masters, the green jacket, and something tells me we know what Chuck Whitaker is going to be watching for the next couple of days. Pretty sure. And that is Stein on Sports.
Everywhere you go, we're always with you. I'll be there for you. Stay connected with the news and talk you love. Download the WCBM app. Just go to WCBM.com.
6:37, 23 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. You can join us here, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. We have been talking about the Trump art of the deal, tariffs plan. It seems everything is going exactly the way President Trump wants it to go. It's not over yet. There are going to be some ups and downs still, but we're going to get there eventually.
Yeah. In the meantime, the Democrats are a bit adrift. They still have nobody who's actually leading the party, and those individuals who'd like to be leading the party don't seem to be up for the job.
He cries on cue, he fakes the fight, then sells you out in broad daylight, a swamp rat wrapped in a Gucci fit. Welcome to crying Chuck's greatest hit.
Yeah, Chuck Schumer, his greatest hits yesterday, he said, I've got a great idea. Now that things are going so well for Donald Trump, let's take back the tariff powers from him.
Over 180 countries affected. Hey, this has been so carelessly done that they're even taxing, they're putting tariffs on penguins. Congress has always had the power to deal with tariffs, and we've always had these fights in the past on some of the tariff issues as well. But now that that Trump is going so overboard, Congress has every legal authority to take those powers back, and that's what we aim to do.
Boy, that's an age roll. Said it yesterday morning. He said that market goes up more than 2,000 points during the day, and now I just wonder how Chuck is going to recover from that one.
Yeah, but the point is, this is how stupid Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi truly are, because they allowed these countries and other presidents did, both parties, to take advantage of America for the last 80 years,
yeah.
And through loopholes. And they like to joke about taxing penguins, but on those islands specifically, what they wanted to do, make sure that China did not have a loophole where they could send somebody out, yeah, build a one room shack and launder their stuff through that island or through that other country, which they've done with Mexico for many, many years. So that's the reason why they tax the penguins,
yep,
or put tariffs on the penguins on those islands.
And I find this very interesting. Those on the left who've been asked, those in power on the left, who've been asked about the Tesla takedown and all its variants, seem really hesitant to say anything about it. They seem really hesitant to say anything about the destruction of private property, the violence aimed at people who happen to be in Tesla dealerships, how their cars have been destroyed, how Molotov cocktails have been tossed through the windows, destroying lots of property, and this is private property. You're not in the middle of a revolution here. You're in the middle of the thugocracy. And Schumer was asked about this yesterday.
I can't talk about Tesla, but Elon Musk is a disaster for America, and America knows it.
That's it. He was asked specifically about Tesla. You know, it was Mr. Schumer, would you please give us your comments on the violence aimed at Tesla owners and Tesla dealerships? I can't talk about Tesla, but let me tell you about Elon Musk, what a horrible person he is. Why the hesitancy? AOC was asked the same question.
Do you see a connection at all between the rhetoric we're hearing from Democrats on Musk and Tesla, connection to the violence at all, or what's happening on the streets to Tesla dealerships?
Yeah, I mean, again, like, I've seen Republicans call me communist, and I hate this country. I mean,
That's it.
Congressman, do you still have your Tesla? I just wonder if you still have your Tesla.
For security reasons, I'm on holiday.
For security reasons, I'm not going to tell you. Really?
Look, if they condemn the violence, they lose a major voting block of the Democrat Party. If that's why they're silent. It's tacit endorsement because they got to send the message that you can do whatever you want. We're not going to condemn it. We're not going to criticize you. We're going to look the other way.
Now, think about this. What does it say about a major political party that they are dependent on a violent group of individuals for the prospect of being in power?
Yeah, well, that's all they have. The radical left has got violence and racism. Those are the only two tools left in the Democrat toolboxes. They are the party that is completely a disaster and in chaos.
And you talk about violence and racism. Here's Professor Eddie Glaude.
I don't know what it's going to take for the American people, for 78 million Americans, to deal with what motivated them to make the choice to elect this man again, to make the choice that will allow these people to undermine every fundamental assumption we have. I don't know what it's going to take for 78 million Americans to deal with what motivated them to make this choice.
Yeah, but I'm wondering, what, does he know the secret? What is it that motivated us?
We chose a felon who is more interested in loyalty, who's more interested in retribution, who's more interested in grift than in democracy. And we chose a felon because we didn't want to elect a black woman.
There you go.
So to read that, to actually explicate that, is to say we would rather destroy the republic than for that to have happened.
Yeah.
What, was there a black woman running? I must have missed something.
Well, she identified as black, but apparently there are now DNA studies out that say she doesn't have a drop of black blood in her. So, but she portrayed herself as black.
She does have a lineage to slaveholders, though. That we do know.
That's a step in the right direction, I suppose. That gets you halfway there. 6:43, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, tall, tan, rested, and fitting himself out for a green jacket. It's Chuck Whitaker.
All I want to do is play there. If I do that, I'd be a happy man. I go away quietly.
Oh, okay. We can arrange that.
I don't need the jacket.
Especially if you're going to go away quietly, we'll make it happen.
Promise? My bastard. There's no doubt about it. Eastbound and westbound side of the Bay Bridge, all the lanes are open. Camera just switched over here. Westbound right after Route 8, and we're fine. It's cloudy this morning. No rain there yet, but boy, you can see the sky if you look out to the north and west. Dark. So there is some rain, and some of the rain to the north and west of the area is getting to be a little more active right now. At Sandy Point, no problems. We're okay at the Severn River Bridge as you're moving over from there, eventually over towards I-97. I know it's Severn River Bridge. Come on. What else do I want to tell you? Oh, right here at Ritchie Highway. It's good. No backups yet. About an hour from now, we'll get that delay. I-97 southbound at Route 32. Traffic light is still out. Was knocked out overnight. Jarrettsville Pike at Delaney Valley Road. Backups now, both the Harbor Tunnels, 895 Pulaski Highway, 95 now is beginning to slow. It's moving, but it's just very slow all the way back to Moravia Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Chuck, question, do you pass Riviera Beach on your way to the Severn Bridge?
Yes. Okay, I stopped by the new Seagirt Inn.
Just that.
Let's get some shrimpy toast. Charlie sent me.
Weather gel forecast. Cloudy with a chance of scattered showers throughout the day. 56 right now. Rain 41 in the city, and it is 41 in Pasadena. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Motorball Johnson.
Didn't your mother ever tell you not to play with your food?
I got to tell you something funny real quick.
Go ahead.
One of the guys who was doing traffic for one of the other services said they had a big wreck that morning in Wicomico County.
Wicomico.
Never will forget it.
Denny's featuring the flavor of salted caramel bananas for its 2025 spring menu. Also serving up fried fish for Lent. The new salted caramel banana waffle slam. Wow. Also, the salted caramel banana pancake slam. And then, if that's not enough, you get the new salted caramel banana stuffed French toast slam. Oh. You got also the new
slam part?
You'll find out when you get there.
Yes.
That's right. Well, in Chuck's case, he usually showed up slammed, and then, of course, he eats the breakfast.
Nice. You're on me today, boy. You're on me today. It's all right. It's elder abuse.
I'm practicing. I'm practicing for the big Chuck roast.
It's elder abuse.
Coming up. They also have slamming sodas.
I know how you're going to perform. I already know.
Fried fish platter coming up for Lent at Denny's. Pizza Hut has introduced the new pepperoni-flavored pizza caviar at one location only.
Pizza caviar.
Why?
This spin on caviar replaces traditional fishy roe with a bold, savory pepperoni taste. So it's like...
What? Why? Pepperoni roe? I didn't realize that's how they happened.
That's how they got there. They rose.
Tiny little pepperonis coming out of
the limited edition
mama pepperoni.
Stroke.
Pizza caviar bump box will be available now through April 12th exclusively at Pizza Hut. And I think they it must be some kind of gimmick or something, because it's in New York City, and they're probably just launching a new product or something. Sad news, Sunset Cove, which was dubbed Middle River's original beach bar, was open for 13 years, has now closed its doors.
Yeah, I saw that.
Waterfront bar, restaurant, Bully's Quarters, used to serve seafood, steaks, tiki-themed drinks. Shut its doors for good on Sunday.
Yeah.
Facebook said Sunset Cove is permanently closed. We would like to take this time to thank all of our loyal customers and employees. It has been an amazing run with many fantastic memories. And no reason why. Hmm. So, restaurant business is a tough business.
Yeah.
You know, to stay
first
there.
Year, restaurants, first year ownership opening, the highest failure rate of any industry in the country.
Yeah. I mean, I can tell you right now, the one of the worst times for restaurants in this state happened, you know, right in Baltimore County, Jacksonville area. 12 restaurants closed when Chuck moved.
Yeah. So, well, don't have enough customers.
I'm sitting here listening. What's he going to say? Who closed? Set me right up. Punched me right in the face. I didn't know it was coming.
I'm practicing. I'm getting sharp.
All right. You want to play that crap? That's fine. I can hit it back over the net.
Yes, now, you can.
Since we're not on the radio, we're uncensored. So look out.
I'll be ready.
I have a tremendous amount of respect and affection.
I'm talking about the people in the seats. You know, they're not used to hearing this. They're going, sometimes I know he steps on the line. This time I'm going to be over the line.
You'll start over the line.
Remember Frank's roast?
Oh, yes. That was a classic.
You're going to be one toke over the line?
I told you to be quiet the other day. Why are you talking to me?
Yes, yeah, so, by the way, if you don't know what we're talking about, we got the first annual WCBM Crab Feast and Chuck Roast. We've combined the two. It's going to be at Jimmy's Famous Seafood. It'll be June 20th, which I believe is a Friday night, if I'm not mistaken, from 5 to 7 p.m. and more. Just keep updating yourself with WCBM.com. Well, eventually, we'll have a big announcement coming up there where you can get tickets.
You know, we're going to need some sort of protection because you and Bruce and I are riding together.
Yes.
So if something happens, the whole show's gone.
That's true. Well, we have Kristen. She'll have to take over.
That's it, yeah.
And Gary. You know, so. Yeah.
Oh, there you go. They might be going good.
Yeah, you never know. That might be the next morning drive.
That's right.
That's right. Hey, Chuck, see you in a couple. 6:50, 10 before the hour, 7 o'clock. 410-922-6680, our number, 1-800-WCBM-680. Seriously, this guy, this professor, where is he professor, this Cloudy character?
Eddie Cloudy, where is he from?
He basically just called 77 million Trump voters stone-cold racists.
Princeton,
there goes another Ivy League.
Yep.
Ivy League schools have ruined more people than they have. What's the story that did Harvard now? They've got to teach remedial math for students coming into Harvard. I mean, what has happened to the once venerated, Ivy League schools, where it now costs upwards of $100,000 a year to attend to learn what? Is the question. How to be a gender studies, DEI nonsense? No wonder the country is seeing its youth fall by the wayside.
Well, my dad was a graduate of the Harvard Business School. He went to Emory for undergraduate, Coca-Cola University down in Atlanta, and then went to Harvard after that. And the idea, he must be rolling over in his grave, the idea you'd be teaching remedial math to incoming students at Harvard. That would be like something out of a Saturday Night Live skit.
Yeah, you're right. All right, coming up next, the Maryland Power Reliability Project is back. PSEG is now going to court. They want to get court orders to get on your property without your permission to surveil it so they can eventually put power lines on there or perhaps take it. As you might imagine, it's not going well. 6:51, you're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Maid Pro, how can I help you today?
Oh my gosh, I called the wrong maid service, and now I'm in very deep trouble with my wife.
Maid Pro is here to help.
I need someone that is professional and takes the job seriously, no funny business.
All Maid Pro cleaners are background checked, bonded and insured, and are professionally trained in Maid Pro University. Maid Pro's 49-point checklist ensures that every cleaning is perfect every time.
I wish I called Maid Pro to begin with. I would not be in the doghouse today.
Make the right choice in maid service the first time.
Mention Arnold.
And your fifth cleaning is free. MaidPro.com. Maid Pro. Squeaky clean. Celebrity voice impersonated.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
You know, I'm wrestling with the idea of letting one listener be part of the dais at the Chuck Roast. So maybe we'll open it up to somebody who wants to come in and launch and lunch, both at the same time.
At the wrestling?
That could be interesting.
That could be. Absolutely.
I can put a cage match up.
So we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
6:53 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Now the most articulate, clever, well-spoken, and educated man I know, Chuck Whitaker.
Wow. Long I can see your teeth. Oh, that's all right. The light rain, 140 Baltimore County line, raining on 795, light rain now in the Beltway, southwest side, and coming up to the northwest side. So be prepared, already stacked up there from 795 going down through Frederick Road. The Parkville side has filled in just a bit, not quite as bad. I don't think it's raining there yet, according to the cameras here. And the Inner Loop at Green Spring is clear. Both the tunnels already this morning were in the range of 20 to 25 minutes southbound. That's a typical ride right now. Backed up to the Urban Avenue Pulaski Highway area on 895. 95 is backed up southbound to Moravia Road. Traffic lights still out. Be careful. Heads up. Definitely there. Jarrettsville Pike at Delaney Valley Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. And have you tried the over-the-counter products for your foot pain and nothing seems to work? If that's you, it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Stop the pain that's stopping you. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today or just stop by the store nearest you.
Weather Channel forecast, cloudy. Chance for scattered showers throughout the day, 56 right now. We might see some snow flurries in Columbia. And 41 degrees right now, and 41 in Pikesville. So we've been talking about at great length for most of the first quarter here, the MPRP, the Maryland Power Reliability Project. That's the power line that they want to basically run through northern Baltimore County, Carroll, Frederick counties, not for our benefit, but for the benefit of the data centers. And I think there's one in Frederick County, and most of it's going toward northern Virginia.
Yeah.
PSEG, the Public Service Enterprise Group out of Jersey, they're the power line developer who's been charged with the making way for these power lines. They put out a release yesterday that they're going to get court orders to allow their surveyors the right of entry to certain properties where owners have not, here's the air quote, voluntarily allowed access as part of the MPRP. As part of this press release, they said they're moving forward with the infrastructure project, and that will start with completing non-investment environmental surveys, which they called standard practice across many industries for new construction. And they have to go to court to get a temporary right of entry from property owners. Later this month, they will begin to seek court orders for those that have not voluntarily allowed access. And what does that mean? A temporary right of entry is not an easement, does not grant permanent property rights or construction rights, or obligate the landowner to grant an easement. Again, this is the next step. This is a long process, and I think there's not much anything can do anybody to stop it. The governor showed no interest, really, in stopping it. Has he stopped it throughout the entire session?
No.
It was a non-starter with him. Here's one of those homeowners, Betsy McFarland, who is protesting and is upset about this latest tactic to take her land.
When I saw the news this morning, my blood pressure just went way up. But I thought, you know what? Here they go again. This company out of New Jersey is trying to come through and bully me, and I'm not going to stand for it. And neither will anybody else who is along the route of this project.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's and I applaud her for standing up, but where there's just a handful of legislators. I know Delegate Mangione is one of them, and a few Carroll County reps, and et cetera, and the Maryland Freedom Caucus, but their voice is in the wilderness. Most of these Democrats, they don't care. They want to make sure that, they're... I'm just curious how much money went from the lobbying on this. I have to look it up in Annapolis for the post-session. But anyway, Joanne Frederick is the president of the Stop MPRP project. She and Betsy McFarland addressed the court orders. And listen to how much money she was offered just to let them on her land.
Well, they already sent us a letter saying they would give us $1,000 if we would let them on our land. But honestly, why should we lift a finger to help them get what they need to take our land?
Sure, people are riled up, but I think that's acceptable, and I think it's expected, and I think it's okay.
Yeah, it's okay to be riled up, because guess what? As Ms. McFarland aptly points out, this is a violation of our constitutional rights.
No, I don't want them. No, none of us do. Do we want this company in Maryland? They're not here now. We don't have to let them into our state. And if this is the way they're going to treat the people they want to, quote, work with over the next 30 years, I don't think so. We deserve better.
I have a constitutional right to allow who I want on my land. And I don't want some company from New Jersey coming here, assessing me, and trying to build this power line that will destroy what I have worked so hard all of my life to earn and own.
Yeah.
That's to me that is an abuse of eminent domain.
Yes,
should they force that through?
It is an abuse of power. It's an abuse of eminent domain. It is an abrogation of our constitutional rights. It's the kind of stuff that our founding fathers declared war on the UK. And the Declaration of Independence. That was a declaration of war, if you read through it carefully. To date, there's been fierce opposition from all these community members and county councils and commissioners in Frederick, Baltimore, and Carroll counties. But guess what? Fox 45 did a news poll taken last year. They surveyed 35 officials about their stance on the NPRP, found not a single elected official, not one, said they received guidance or information about the MPRP development from state government agencies beyond what PSEG and the grid operator PJM made publicly available. How does that happen? It happens because you have a complete fake phony and a fraud in as governor. He'd tell you that, what did he say? It was unacceptable. He would not tolerate. We have to pull the audio quote. Maybe I'll find it here in the next hour or so. Because he said, basically, he threw down the gauntlet. This isn't going to happen.
Yeah.
Guess what? It's happening.
It's happening. Yeah.
And the Democrats and some Republicans don't give a damn about your property or your rights. 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The Wall Street euphoria triggered by President Trump's tariff rollback is fading a bit. Following yesterday's spectacular rally, this morning stock futures are sinking. The president paused for 90 days the steep tariffs imposed on most of America's trading partners. Mr. Trump acknowledging the fear factor played a role in his decision.
People were jumping a little bit out of line. They were getting yippee, you know? They were getting a little bit yippee, a little bit afraid.
The one exception to the tariff pause is communist China. Tariffs on Chinese imports have been boosted to 125% because Mr. Trump says Beijing has not acted in good faith, choosing retaliation over negotiation. Still, the president predicts that sooner or later, a deal will be made between Washington and Beijing. He's former Arkansas governor, a Baptist minister, and a noted political commentator, Mike Huckabee, confirmed by the Senate as U.S. ambassador to Israel. A 53-46 party line vote putting Huckabee in that important diplomatic job.
Congratulations to Mike Huckabee.
President Trump signed Huckabee's commission Wednesday afternoon.
He's going to be fantastic. He's going to bring home the bacon. Bacon isn't too big in Israel.
Among the challenges facing the new diplomat are the effort to end the Israel-Hamas war in Gaza, the conflict with Hezbollah in Lebanon, and threats posed to Israel by Iran. Jennifer King, Washington.
Postponed yesterday, a vote could come today on a GOP budget blueprint in the House. Plan would advance President Trump's agenda. Investigators getting down to work trying to pinpoint the cause of the deadly nightclub roof collapse in the Dominican Republic. The death toll is up to 184 as hopes of finding any more survivors fade. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 463 points. The Nasdaq futures are off 361. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Let me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to AudionHearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
Six.
Good morning. It's 7:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning. Chuck Whitaker.
You wreck in the city. It's minor, but a busy intersection. Northern Parkway at Falls Road. That's just east of the JFX. Watch out for city police arriving there. Traffic light is still out. It went out overnight from an incident, but it's completely out. Have to treat it as a four-way stop. Actually, it would be a one-way stop because Delaney Valley Road and Jarrettsville Pike. You probably would be stopping on the side street on Delaney Valley Road, but be careful through there either way as you're coming down the big hill and across the reservoir northbound and coming out from Delaney Valley Road. New wreck on the BW Parkway just came in northbound. It's just north of the Capitol Beltway, and you're going to have a delay as you're moving up from Greenbelt Road up towards Goddard on the northbound side of 295. The rain showers arriving now in the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Clouds, rain, cool temperatures. That's what we've got the rest of the week. Showers scattered today, 56 this afternoon. Widespread rain tomorrow, 54. More showers Saturday, 55 the high Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Bel Air has 41 degrees. Ellicott City has 42. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues. These headlines being brought to you by Vinny Steele with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Call or text Vinny Steele at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. One of the jurors in the murder trial of Victor Martinez Hernandez has been dismissed. Before proceedings began yesterday, the judge in the case let the juror go, but did not offer a reason for their dismissal. Martinez Hernandez is on trial for the 2023 rape and murder of Harford County mom of five, Rachel Morin, on the Mom Pod Trail in Bel Air. Martinez Hernandez, a native of South Salvador, he was in this country illegally at the time of the murder. Prosecutors say he remained in Maryland after Morin's murder, but eventually fled and was arrested in Oklahoma 10 months later. Maryland AG Anthony Brown is applauding the passage of legislation reforming the state's criminal legal system. During the General Assembly session, Maryland lawmakers passed geriatric and medical parole reform, expanding access to early release for aging and seriously ill patients. The Second Look Act also passed, enabling courts to review long sentences after a period of time has elapsed. Baltimore City Fire Department is piloting the use of a product to control bleeding. Seal Hemostatic Wound Spray was developed by Baltimore-based BC3 Technologies, which is partnering with the city for the structured trial. The Seal Spray is used to manage moderate to severe external bleeding by forming a physical barrier that seals wounds and stops blood flow. And a Catonsville man has now facing more than 70 charges for the alleged sexual abuse of five teenage boys. 32-year-old Kevin Guy accused of inappropriate touching, sending explicit nude photos to the victims, and using his position of authority to commit sex offenses all took place between January of 2018 and September of 2024. 706, pick three lottery, 997, pick four, 8346, and next, it's Steinle Sports.
Homeowners, if you're thinking about selling your home, you're in luck. We've got Maryland and Pennsylvania's real estate expert, Vinny Steele, CEO and broker with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, in studio. Vinny, you were just telling me that now's a great time for home sellers to take action. Why is that?
Hey, Sean, a few things. Home values are up an average of 7.1% year over year, which means sellers can take advantage of high prices in a low inventory market. So if getting the most money is important, keep in mind that our sellers get an average of 3.1% more when compared with other agents in our market. So on a $400,000 home, that would mean an additional $12,400 right in your pocket.
That's really important because every dollar counts when you're selling.
That's why we will guarantee upfront and in writing to get you at least 100% of market value, or I'll pay you the difference.
So if you're on the fence about calling Vinny, the choice should be easy now. Call or text him today at 410-709-7515 or visit VinnySteele.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary has a morning off. The Diamondbacks captured the rubber match for their series against the O's. They shut out the Birds 9-0 in Phoenix. Next up for the Orioles, a three-game set at home against the Blue Jays. That begins tomorrow evening. The Nationals, they fell short of a series sweep after dropping their finale against the Dodgers 6-5 in D.C. C.J. Abrams hitting leadoff home run for the Nats in the bottom of the first. He now has four long balls this season. This weekend, local racing seasons begin to start up. NASCAR has its annual throwback weekend at Darlington. Meanwhile, Formula One will be at Suzuka Circuit in Japan. Capitals ready for the final stretch of their regular season. After a record-setting day against the Islanders in Elmont, the Caps are hosting the Carolina Hurricanes this evening. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, Frank Luber here again for my good friend Rod Barowi and his Safe Retirement Solutions team. Retirement income planning is a big deal. I've personally worked with many financial advisors over the years, and that's why I advise you to call my friend Rod Barowi. You can meet Rod personally in Annapolis or Towson. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120 or SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Don't leave your retirement up to chance.
WCB. Wherever you go, listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number two here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland coming up in this hour. AG Bondi announces a major cartel drug bust along with Cash Patel. Speaker Johnson cancels the vote on the One Big Beautiful Bill. And why is Tulsi Gabbard testifying that Iran is not pursuing nuclear capability? But the top story here today, Mr. Wonderful, he was on all over CCP, and more on the Trump tariffs here in this segment.
And Kate Hopkins, who's British, very, very funny, very wry, and a little bit raunchy from time to time, so the sound bites I have for you require just a bit of editing, made these comments about the president, and then, of course, about China.
First up, Trumpy Trump Trump winning hard in America. Gas prices are now at their lowest level for 4 years. That's going to mean cheaper prices at the pumps, and it's going to mean cheaper prices in grocery stores and more money in the pockets of ordinary Americans. And since he survived two assassination attempts, Trumpy Trump Trump is aging backwards. He looks a clear decade younger than he did even in his first term. This is what winning looks like.
It's true. I just took a look at some of the images. He looks younger. He looks invigorated. He looks anxious to start every day. And, of course, the man doesn't sleep a whole lot. So it's fascinating. It's an interesting observation from Kate Hopkins over in Great Britain. And then where a lot of our focus is in this country, she is convinced is the sole focus of Donald Trump and the administration. And the actors who are acting badly haven't quite gotten the message yet.
China says it's going to retaliate on tariffs. Yeah, go ahead with that, China. Last time we looked, you guys were producing corona COVID virus that you released onto the world. So I can't see many people being that scared of you at this point after what you did to the rest of us with lockdown. China.
China. There's something about the way she says it.
China. 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 China, China, China.
It's just Kate Hopkins from Great Britain. If you have a chance to check her on the line, she's worth a viewer to expect a little bit of a slightly over-the-top kind of stuff. Kevin O'Leary says the reason we're concerned about China is because they cheat. And they cheat on everything.
104% tariffs on China are not enough. I'm advocating 400%. I do business in China. They don't play by the rules. They've been in the WTO for decades. They have never abided by any of the rules they agreed to when they came in for decades. They cheat. They steal. They steal IP. I can't litigate in their courts. They take product, technology. They steal it. They manufacture it and sell it back here.
Yeah, IP means intellectual property, and the Chinese have been stealing intellectual property from this country and from other countries in Europe and throughout the globe for years, and they're frankly okay with that. They have no interest in paying royalties or in respecting patents. If they see something they want, they simply get it and reverse engineer it, or they plant somebody inside a company who will steal the information for them. They cheat over and over and over again. So O'Leary is saying 104% sheriff, that doesn't do it. You actually have to make it really painful for them to be involved in international trade. Make it 400% and see what happens then. More from Kevin O'Leary coming up on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. First, though, traffic on the threes at 713. Chuck Whitaker.
Looks a little better on the VW Parkway northbound after the Capitol Beltway, so that would indicate the vehicles may be off the roadway. The accident was just north of that area coming up towards Goddard, but now in the last couple of minutes, the pace has improved. The Beltway west side getting some light rain, the heavy traffic now, there are really no brakes in the traffic. Now it's 795 all the way down through the ramps at Frederick Road before it actually begins to break loose, and then you go down the hill towards Wilkins Avenue and eventually towards 95. All the lanes are clear. The inner loop now getting some light rain and the pace picking up there, coming up from I-95 and up the hill towards the Wilkins Avenue ramp. So with the rain, just going to aggravate everything. Inner loop at Green Springs, still not too bad, but the Parkville side is really slow from Bel Air Road around through Providence Road. We've already had delays this morning now back to the city-county line at both the Harbor Tunnels. We're in the area 20 to 25 minute delays southbound, both on 95 and 895. Minor wreck in the city, Northern Parkway at Falls. Traffic light as of 10 minutes ago still out. Be careful at Jarrettsville Pike at Delaney Valley Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, Chuck, I'm looking at one of our listeners on Facebook standing at Augusta.
Tom Levin?
Yes.
I know Tom.
How does Tom get on and you don't?
Well, I'm going to find that out when he comes back. He's a member of Sparrows Point Country Club. I'll have to go down there and make a little visit while I'm there.
You really should. You might have to do that. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Weather chances cloudy, chances scattered showers throughout the day. High of 56. Rain likely most of tomorrow, heavy at times, and a high of 54. Right now, we're a light rain, 45 in Annapolis, 41 in Columbia. Time for our MAGA movement updates.
From this moment on, America's decline is over. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day.
And after yesterday's big move, in which the president paused the 90-day, for 90 days, the reciprocal tariffs on the countries, but keeping in place the 10% baseline tariffs. Then he went on to hit China with 125% tariff, upping the 104% from the day before because China retaliated, so he's going to escalate. China's not careful. They're going to make a really big mistake and end up with the Kevin O'Leary 400% tariffs, which would just absolutely cripple and neutralize their products and goods to this market. And he said that was really, the big move was not what he did yesterday, but last week.
The big move wasn't what I did today. The big move was what I did on Liberation Day. We had Liberation Day in America. We're liberated from all of the horrible deals that were made.
And not as if the president isn't paying attention to the market. He is. But he basically is saying that, you know, Wall Street, this is the investor class. These are a lot of people that, you know, as we've, Scott Bessent has said before, you know, most of the top 50% of the country owns 100% of the equities, where the bottom 50 basically don't own anything.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. And Bessent said the other day on Maria Bartiromo's Fox Business Morning Show that it's Main Street's turn.
For the last four decades, basically since I began my career in Wall Street has grown wealthier than ever before, and it can continue to grow and do well. But for the next 4 years, the Trump agenda is focused on Main Street. It's Main Street's turn. It's Main Street's turn to hire workers. It's Main Street's turn to drive investment. And it's Main Street's turn to restore the American dream.
And why is that? Because the Main Street are Trump voters. That's why.
Yeah.
That's who put him in office. That's who elected him. And that's why he is focused on Main Street. Appeals court has cleared the way, Fourth Circuit, for President Trump to fire thousands of probationary workers. 2-1 decision out of the Virginia-based Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals. So that was a big win for Trump yesterday. He also had a couple of executive orders. He is starting to go after the people that he believes are responsible for election shenanigans in 2020. One of those is Christopher Krebs. He has yanked his security clearance, and that this was the guy at the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. Remember he said the 2020 election was the most secure election in American history? President Trump doesn't think so.
This guy Krebs was saying, the election was great, it was great. Well, it's been proven that it was not only not great, when you look at all these lawyers and law firms that are signing, giving us hundreds of millions of dollars, it was proven by so many different ways and so many different forms, from the legislatures not approving to the 51 intelligence agents that worked from all of the different scamming operations. It was a very corrupt election. They used COVID to cheat. And we're going to find out about this guy, too, because this guy's a wise guy. He said, we've been proved this is the most secure election in the history of our country. Now, this was a disaster.
It was a disaster. Question, what was Michigan Governor's Gretchen Whitmer doing in the Oval Office while he was signing that executive order? Inquiring minds want to know. I saw a photo. She was standing in the background. He also went after the, remember the guy Anonymous?
Yes.
That wrote the book. His name is Miles Taylor. Yesterday, he yanked his security clearance as well.
It's time to find out whether or not somebody can do that. Can they write a book about very confidential meetings, and you know, because they happen to be one of a lot of people in a room, and they go out and write a book, and worse than that, call it anonymous, like it's a big deal, and everybody saying, who is it, who is it, who is it? Then it was found out who he was a long time later, and you get a lot of publicity off that one. He's like a promoter. But we're going to find out whether or not somebody's allowed to do that. I think it's a very important case, and I think he's guilty of treason, if you want to know the truth. But we'll find out. And I assume we're recommending this to the Department of Justice.
Yes, sir.
And finally, the Trump administration ran an analysis of the deregulatory reform that they are putting in place, and of course, basically blocking all of these unfinalized Biden-era rules, leaving or saving Americans over $180 billion, $2,100 per family of four. But after all of their actions on deregulation, all the things they have blocked of the Biden administration, the Trump administration says the combined savings from all of these actions equal about $935 billion with a B dollars, or nearly $11,000 per family of four over the coming years.
Wow.
So there's not only tax cuts, but you have to pay attention to the regulatory reform as well, because all that stuff that was baked in the cake that the Biden administration was going to put on us was going to cost us dearly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way it is. Day 82 of course, the golden age of America.
We will not be conquered. We will not be intimidated. We will not be broken. And we will not fail. From this day on, the United States of America will be a free, sovereign, and independent nation. We will stand bravely. We will live proudly. We will dream boldly. And nothing will stand in our way, because we are Americans. The future is ours. And our golden age has just begun.
7:21, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
What if you could build a six-figure retirement income with almost half the money saved? You heard that right. Get a discount on your retirement, creating a six-figure income with 40% less than traditional 401ks and mutual funds. Hi, I'm Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, executive producer, and star in a brand new Hollywood documentary called The Retirement Deception. In this film, we traveled over 20,000 miles interviewing real Americans who've retired successfully with a great lifestyle and peace of mind. They share their stories on how they get more retirement income with the same dollar saved, and the money's never at risk if the market crashes. That's right. If the market crashes 30%, you lose nothing. Even the super wealthy are shifting money to this new strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you're over 50 and want a bigger, better retirement with less money saved, call to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of this brand new movie at 1-800-451-8989. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you can get it completely free. I'll even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call right now, 1-800-451-8989. That's 1-800-451-8989. Again, 1-800-451-8989.
Do you need a new roof?
Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com. The latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Good morning. It's 7:23 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Baltimore County Fire just in the last couple of minutes or so dispatching to a wreck. Their report was interloop between 83 and Charles Street. And I'm looking at 83 and the interloop pace is still good there. And I looked over at York Road. I haven't seen it yet, so it doesn't mean it's not there. The equipment has not quite yet arrived. So the outer loop looks like it might be slowing a little bit if you're coming over from York Road or if you're traveling east of the JFX, so we can figure it out. Keep an eye out for that on the top side of the Beltway. Everybody else is slow already on the Beltway. We've had delays back again this morning on both the Harbor Tunnels, sitting there with heavy traffic back at the City County line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This traffic report is brought to you by Jim Barbie. Since 2004, family-owned Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has delivered top diagnostics and repairs using dealer-quality parts and ASE-certified technicians that guarantee results. Call 410-335-8848 or visit jimbarbieautomotive.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
And the Weather Channel says cloudy for today, tonight, tomorrow, into Saturday, unfortunately. It's going to be wet. Scattered showers throughout the day today, 56. Rain likely most of tomorrow. Could be heavy at times, 54. Right now, rain in 42 in Ellicott City, 41 and raining in Reisterstown.
Yeah, quick correction. I grabbed the wrong weekend for NASCAR. NASCAR this weekend is at Bristol. For a race, the Cup Series is Sunday afternoon. Flag drops at 3 o'clock for that race on Sunday afternoon. Last week was Darlington, so I know we have a ton of NASCAR fans out there, and I'm sorry for that mistake. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Well, Kevin O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful, from that old TV show, you know, whatever they do, you got a product for me, talk to Mr. Wonderful. The one product he wants is the product of Xi on an airplane. He wants his butt on an airplane coming to Washington, D.C., saying, please, please, please be nice to us and we'll be nice to you.
I want Xi on an airplane to Washington to level the playing field. This is not about tariffs anymore. Nobody has taken on China yet, not the Europeans, nor administration for decades. As someone who actually does business there, I've had enough.
He has had enough, he says, because what happens? Xi and the Chinese are no respecter of international law. They cheat on everything. So expecting them somehow to say, yeah, it's okay, we'll respect your intellectual property. Yeah, we'll stop stealing your patents. We'll simply stop posting them on bulletin boards in every company here in China so that they can make the stuff you make that you spend R&D dollars for, sometimes tons of R&D dollars for. He says the Chinese, when it comes to intellectual property, figures if they can steal it, they own it.
I speak for millions of Americans who have IP that have been stolen by the Chinese. I have nothing against the Chinese people. They brought great literacy, art, and tech to the world. The government cheats and steals, and finally, an administration, you may not like Trump, you may not like his style or his rhetoric, finally, an administration that puts up and says enough.
And let's not forget, they unleashed the bioweapon, the CCP virus, on the world as well, which cost the U.S. economy a great deal, which I think was retaliatory against President Trump. That's just my opinion. But now even the French are saying, oh, it was no accident. No, they're saying it was a lab leak, not a wet market. But that was all.
Fauci is still out there lying about
it. Yeah, that's all under the CCP. That has everything that they do over there, the PLA, the military is involved in business and in their science labs, everything.
They will not be a net purchaser of anything. They will, as a country, make it their goal to always be a net exporter. They have to have a surplus. They will never run a deficit, which means that everybody else in the world has to run a deficit so that they can keep their people working. If they can't keep their people working, Xi's out of a job.
Yeah. And perhaps maybe even so the rest of the Communist Party.
Yeah.
One point.
It's an imperative for them, no matter what it costs, to keep people working. If they have to dump the products overseas, they're quite happy to do that. No problem at all. Just check Temu. You see all kinds of products.
So CCP virus and the fentanyl thing, I think those two things are really what are sticking in Trump's craw over the Chinese.
Now
and
you
the unfair trade drugs.
You have, at this point, 70 to 75 countries saying, let's sit down the next 90 days while this pause is going on with Mr. Trump, one-on-one, bilateral deals. We'll figure out what is the appropriate level. And this is going to depend a little bit on local workforce, on what the hiring practices are in these other countries. But we'll get it to so that everybody is comfortable, and so that we in the U.S. aren't carrying the weight for the entire globe. Scott Peston says he's kind of surprised at how quickly this has happened.
Xi can only stay the supreme leader if people are employed. If we wipe out any business there, because we are still 39% of all consumables on Earth and 25% of the world's GDP, America is the number one economy on Earth with all the cards. We will not have that forever. It's time to squeeze Chinese heads into the wall now.
Thus spake Kevin O'Leary. Hey, spring is here. So don't let the stiff or achy joints you may have hold you back. Rescue Natural Supplements is proud to bring you Rescue Glyco Plus. This incredible supplement is specially formulated to support joint comfort and flexibility with a powerful blend of Green Lipped Muscle Complex and UC2 Collagen. This unique combination helps maintain healthy cartilage and promote smoother, more comfortable joint movements right now. And right now, Rescue Glyco Plus will be buy one, get one free for anyone with the exclusive WCBM radio code. Just use the code RELIEF to double up on your order for free. Again, that's RELIEF, R-E-L-I-E-F. Call today, 800-26-ALIVE. That is 800-262-5483. And speak with a knowledgeable product consultant. You can also use the code online when you visit res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Get back in action with less pain and more comfort. Again, use the code RELIEF to buy one, get one free on Rescue Glyco Plus.
Coming up next, what is the status of the one big beautiful bill, and why is Tulsi Gabbard saying that Iran is not looking to build a nuke? Time for some news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. Howard County Police have arrested a suspect in connection with the 2023 double shooting in Wood Park Lane in Columbia. 19-year-old Kennard White is charged with first-degree murder, attempted murder, assault, and weapons violations in the shooting that killed 18-year-old Jeremiah Darden. Police say White has been in prison since January 24 for an unrelated robbery investigation. They believe that White and Darden knew each other. One of the jurors in the murder trial of Victor Martinez Hernandez has been dismissed. Before proceedings began on Wednesday, the judge of the case let the juror go but did not offer a reason for their dismissal. Martinez Hernandez is on trial for the 2023 rape and murder of Harford County mom of five, Rachel Morin, on the Mompa Trail in Bel Air. Martinez Hernandez is a native of El Salvador. He was in the U.S. illegally at the time of the murder. Prosecutors say he remained in Maryland after Morin's murder but eventually fled and was arrested in Oklahoma 10 months later. People who lived with Martinez Hernandez may take the stand and testify as soon as today. Maryland AG Anthony Brown is applauding the passage of legislation reforming the state's criminal legal system. During the General Assembly session, Maryland lawmakers passed geriatric and medical parole reform, expanding access to early release for aging and seriously ill inmates. The Second Look Act also passed, enabling courts to review long sentences after a period of time served for people convicted of a crime between the ages of 18 and 25. It's 7:32. Next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Have you heard of plantar fasciitis? Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. Imagine jumping off the back of a pickup truck onto some rocks. That's what it felt like when I was suffering from plantar fasciitis. After searching and trying so many other products, I finally found relief with Good Feet Arch Supports, and they still keep me running today. Now I get to help others who are struggling with plantar fasciitis to live their life pain-free. Here's another customer sharing their Good Feet story.
Plantar fasciitis feels like pointed, sharp pain. It just hurts all the time. It feels like your foot is squeezing on itself. When I drove past the Good Feet store, I thought, I'm just going to stop in. They wanted to make sure that they gave me the right arch support that were personally fitted just for me. Then it was like, okay, this is something special. These make a difference.
The Good Feet store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across Greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Lottery numbers, pick 3, 997, pick 4, 8346. And now it's 7:33, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
So it looks like the wreck on the topside beltway may be on the ramp to Charles Street. That's the report I heard Baltimore County say. It's just minor, so not going to be a big issue. It's not affecting the beltway right now, coming over from 83 or on the outer loop. Now the rest of the beltway continues. Yeah, all the normal delays are there. Both the tunnels, the lanes are moving going into the tunnels. There are some gaps in the traffic, but we're still slow. City-County line on 95. Moravia Road on 895. So we're still in that range, 20 to 25 minutes overall as you're traveling south. A little bit of light rain continues through the area. That earlier wreck on the BW Parkway northbound has cleared. Keep in mind the traffic light had a problem. Still a couple of minutes ago is reported as out. Be careful at Jarrettsville Pike at Delaney Valley Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Clouds, rain, cool temperatures. That's what we've got the rest of the week. Showers scattered today, 56 this afternoon. Widespread rain tomorrow, 54. More showers Saturday, 55 the high Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
BGE's Smart Energy Savers program can help your business take control of operating costs by covering up to 75% of the cost of qualifying energy-saving upgrades. Visit bgesmartenergy.com/radio.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And Stein on Sports is being brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. In sports, the Diamondbacks captured the rubber match against the Orioles after shutting out Baltimore 9-0 in Phoenix. Dean Kremer was charged with a loss after allowing 6 runs for the Birds. Baltimore has now dropped 3 of the last 4. They'll host the Blue Jays at home, 3-game set that begins tomorrow night. Wizards suffered their 4th straight loss. They fell to Philadelphia 122 to 103 in their final home game of the season. Nationals fell short of a series sweep. They dropped their finale against the Dodgers 6-5 in D.C. C.J. Abrams hit a leadoff home run for the Nats in the bottom of the first. He has now, by the way, gone 4 long balls this season. Capitals ready for the final stretch of the regular season after a record-setting day against the Islanders in Elmont. The Caps are hosting the Carolina Hurricanes tonight. Washington has 107 points and has already clinched the Metropolitan Division. What they call the men's Frozen Four begins on Thursday. That is today. Men's college hockey is one step closer to crowning a season champion. The Frozen Four kicks off on St. Louis. Denver, the reigning champion, they battle Western Michigan, which made the tourney for the first time in school history. Next, NASCAR.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
NASCAR this weekend, they're going to be at Bristol Motor Speedway. Green flag drops Sunday for the Cup Series at 3 o'clock. Current standings from 5 to 1. Tyler Reddick, number 5. Chase Elliott, 4. Christopher Bell, 3. Denny Hamlin, 2. And William Byron, still holds down first. 315 points. Second place, by the way. Denny Hamlin only has 266, so that's quite a spread. And that is Stein on Sports.
Your grandkids have to lug around a backpack full of books. You just have to lug around your smartphone. A world of information right at your fingertips. Get the app now at WCBM.com.
7:37, 23 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Last night at 7 o'clock, there was supposed to be a vote on the One Big Beautiful Bill.
Yeah.
That vote was canceled by Speaker Johnson because he didn't have enough votes to pass it because of a number of reasons. We'll get to that in just a second. Here is the Speaker.
I think we can get this job done. I understand the holdouts. I mean, their concerns are real. They really want to have true budget cuts and to change the debt trajectory that the country is on. So do I.
Yeah, well, he does. But apparently they're not that serious about that over in the Senate. And House Representative Jody Arrington, who's on the Budget Committee, says the message here is that the House GOP believes you better deliver. You better deliver on this bill that is going to extend the Trump tax cuts, that is going to cut the size of government, cut spending, and if you don't deliver on that, then you're looking at bad midterm results.
If we do that, we will preserve the blessings of liberty and prosperity for our children and grandchildren for generations to come. If we don't, if we shrink back in this monumental moment and this historic opportunity, then we will be the first generation of Americans who have left our country worse than we found it.
So what's the problem here? What's the holdup? Well, number one, the Senate went first with their own budget framework.
Mm-hmm.
And that was controlled by a bunch of moderate center-left Republicans, Tom Tillis, Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski. You round up the usual suspects, and they're the ones that don't want serious spending cuts. And the fact is we're $36, $37 trillion in debt. And I don't know how much further, because if we don't do something now, it will be $50 trillion in debt before you can blink an eye. So yeah. We have to address the debt problem. We have to extend the Trump tax cut. No one said it was going to be easy. There was this big debate over doing two bills versus one bill. But now the One Big Beautiful Bill went up in smoke last night. And today is the last day they allegedly are going to get a chance to pass this before the big Passover Easter recess for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So the point being here is that you've got a group of Republicans, House hardliners. They are Andy Biggs, Andrew Clyde, Chip Roy, Scott Perry, Tim Burchett, and Andy Harris, all part of the House Freedom Caucus Committee. And they had a meeting with John Thune, the majority leader, yesterday, saying you need to address the debt issue more seriously here. And so Thune is like, I don't know if we can do that, and because they got reconciliation to deal with and everything else. So it's a mess right now. And I'm not saying that it can't be fixed, but they're really going to have to find some common ground here and get something passed fairly soon in order to help benefit the president's agenda and hope that they'll have something to run on in the midterms.
Yeah, Trump was actually at the NRCC yesterday and talked about this. And he said, pass it now. He said, a lot can happen in 2 weeks, talking about the layoff. He said, don't wait. Bad things can happen in 2 weeks. Get it passed now. So if they're paying attention to the president at all, they will figure out a way of making it happen today.
Yeah, and today a more conservative, more spending cut bill is being offered up, we think. We'll have to wait and see. There's a possibility that Johnson could call them back into session. There would be another Senate votorama maybe next week if they don't get it done today. So if they really want Passover and Easter off, then maybe they'll get it done. The other thing people are talking about is the Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, testified last week before the Senate Intelligence Committee. And it's a real head-scratcher. We'll play her remarks, and then we'll discuss it here. Once again, Tulsi Gabbard before the Senate Intel Committee last week regarding Iran and its alleged pursuit of nuclear weapons.
Iran's cyber operations and capabilities also present a serious threat to U.S. networks and data. The IC continues to assess that Iran is not building a nuclear weapon, and Supreme Leader Khamenei has not authorized the nuclear weapons program that he suspended in 2003. The IC continues to monitor closely if Tehran decides to reauthorize its nuclear weapons program. In the past year, we've seen an erosion of a decades-long taboo in Iran on discussing nuclear weapons in public, likely emboldening nuclear weapons advocates within Iran's decision-making apparatus. Iran's enriched uranium stockpile is at its highest levels and is unprecedented for a state without nuclear weapons.
So a lot of people are scratching their heads about that testimony. What intel does she have? I don't know. I don't have access to it, but most of us don't have it. And Trump edging closer to potentially maybe even bombing Tehran. The IC says they don't believe Iran is moving towards a nuclear weapon, according to what you just heard. Now, here's what Trump said on Sunday. Quote, if they don't do deal, meaning Iran, there will be bombing. And there's a chance that if they don't make a deal, that I will do secondary tariffs on them like I did 4 years ago. So does the left hand know what the right hand is doing here? Does Tulsi Gabbard have some intelligence that the president doesn't have? Or is the president saying something publicly that privately he has no intention of doing? I know he doesn't want to start another foreign war, but he has vowed repeatedly that Iran will not get a nuclear weapon. So is this one way of backing down from any kind of conflict, having the director of national intelligence saying, well, they don't have a nuclear weapon. They're not interested in a nuclear weapon. But why all the Iran nuke deals? I mean, this one's a real head-scratcher. People are trying to figure out what the heck she meant by that.
I know. I guess the old cheesy way of getting out of a news segment you didn't know anything about is the only time will tell. That's what reporters do that all the time. Yeah. They don't have an answer. Only time will tell, Sean. 743 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. Will we have one? Only time will tell. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes first.
Brutal. Just brutal.
It's true, though. You know it. You hear it all the time.
What? Stan, I got it. I ain't no dummy. Brought to you as a service for Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. Went back, did a little more checking around that wreck at the Beltway, Charles Street 83. It's on the ramp from the Interloop to northbound 83. You know where you would take that ramp, it kind of winds around. Well, when it's raining, it gets a little slick. So somebody off the roadway there, they said it was minor, but it's backing up the ramp and in turn backing up the Beltway back over to the JFX. Might be just a single lane now on that ramp. So I want to give you a heads up there. Looking for a new wreck here on eastbound I-70, and the report was after Route 40, or in the area of Route 40, and before Marriottsville Road. So I'm just trying to track that down. And again, we are getting some rain in that area. So if you're eastbound, here's the backup right here, eastbound, right after the split at Route 40. So the wreck is up ahead at Marriottsville Road. That's the new problem there. And again, some light showers. Now we have a new problem, southbound I-97 after Benfield Boulevard. Don't know which lane yet, but the backup already is before Benfield Boulevard. So your heads up would be after New Cut Road as you're traveling south. It's time for a spring tune-up for your vehicle. Change your oil, refresh your coolant system, make sure you rotate your tires, get it all done at the experts and by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM weather channel forecast, cloudy chances, scattered showers throughout the day today. Rain tonight, heavy rain tomorrow, 54. Rain remains in the area Saturday and 55. And right now it is 44 with light rain in the city. And it is 44 and cloudy in Pasadena. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story and you'll be the winner. We've got WCBM 100th anniversary t-shirt and coffee mug for you if you are correct today. Jeff is on a cell phone. Morning, Jeff. Jeffrey.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
We're doing fine. Thank you. Appreciate it. Do you want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'd like to go last.
All right. Good luck to you.
I would, too.
You're always last.
Thank you.
Story one.
Just in case you...
Always back to misters.
He gets the last word. That's what I meant by that.
Yeah, of course.
In any deal, he gets the last word.
Wait till June 20th.
Yeah. Story one. Federal employees are organizing a sit-in next week at their offices to protest having to come to the office. The employees plan to work, do no work, and watch episodes of The Office and play games mocking Doge. The Sit On It action is being sponsored by the American Federation of Government Employees.
Sit on it.
Story two. A 70-year-old foster mom in Missouri is accused of trying to trade her teenage girl, a daughter, for a pet monkey. Some are saying that Brenda Deutsch may have wanted to boost her exotic animal collection with the trade. Story three. President Trump has signed 115 executive orders so far, but this one might be the best. The president yesterday signed an executive order to end the overregulation on water pressure and end the war on showers. The president said the old shower heads took him 15 minutes to wash his beautiful hair. He says he wants to make America's showers great again. All right, story one.
These are all lies.
Office employees protesting at the office next week. Federal employees. Story two, the woman who tried to trade her teenage daughter for a pet monkey. Or story three, Trump makes America's showers great again. All right, we'll start with Chuck today.
My sister tried to do that to get a monkey for me.
It was almost like a five monkey day, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Similar to a three dog night.
This is a five monkey day on this show. What are you talking about? I'm going to go. I don't think there's going to be any sitting. I'll go with one.
All right, Chuck goes for one. Bruce?
Just quick question. Chuck, did your sister actually get a car for you?
She sold me for peanuts.
Okay, for peanuts, not for a car, though. All right, just checking. I think it's a story number three is fake news, the war on showers. That's fake news.
Story number three, Kristen?
I think that one's true. I think Trump cares about the daily stuff, like the light bulbs and everything. So I think that could be true. And I think, sadly, the foster story might be true. I think it's number one, because even that sounds like too much effort for the government.
Jeffrey.
Well, I've had a teenage daughter, so I could understand number two. Number three, I could understand that. So I'm going to go with one.
All right, Jeffrey goes with one with everybody but Bruce. Story two is a true, shockingly true story.
Trying to
trade her daughter for a pet monkey. Story number three, make America's showers great again. That is 100% true.
Yeah. Really?
Yes. Yeah. Story number one. It is our fake news story. No planned sit-in next week by federal employees. Jeffrey, we'll put you on hold, tell you how to get your prize. Thanks for playing the game. Chuck gloating with great glee here this morning.
Great glee. Always great glee.
Yes, it is.
He wants to make glee great again.
Make me great again.
Anything else you want to say to Bruce before you head off into the sunset?
Yes. Try anything else.
No, he's got nothing else. Okay.
Why don't you go out there at the ramp and sell some coffee boats?
It's very crowded out the ramp right now.
I know.
There's got about 60 people. No, I don't know if it's 60, but there were like six people on that intersection the other day.
Yeah. Chuck, we have had people ask whether they could get a mug for Big Cup Johnson, I think?
Right.
Yeah. So, from the WCBM merchandise store, said our merch was kind of falling down because we weren't featuring.
Well, we did have a design when our marketing department came back, and it was really interesting. It had Chuck's face, and it had, up, and then an arrow pointing up, and then up with Chuck. But when you look at it real carefully, it just looks like up Chuck.
Yeah.
So they decided to...
In other words, the image was too close to his.
If you're listening and you're paying attention, that's fake news.
How would you know it's fake?
I know how you are.
Do you have an inner microphone or camera into our marketing department?
I don't need it. There's nobody there.
Okay. There is one. I think it might be there now. We're not sure. All right. We'll see you in a couple. Appreciate that. 7:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. And coming up next, the Attorney General Pam Bondi and FBI Director Cash Patel announcing a major drug bust against the Mexican cartels.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland. And if you don't use it, you'll lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Rod Barowy with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
Coming up, top of the hour, that Towson High School senior, Marine Hopeful, suing Baltimore County Public Schools for due process violations because he was concerned about American flags in the classrooms and suspended him.
You will not ask embarrassing questions?
Yeah. By the way, they have not filed charges. So I want to make sure they were going to charge him with trespassing, but they thought better of it once it hit the media.
Yes.
Gee, you wonder why.
7:53, Talk Radio 680, WCVM, traffic weather on the threes. All charged up. Here he is, Bubba Johnson.
No, I'm free. Inner loop of the Beltway is slow right here, crossing the JFX, probably back all the way back to Park Heights Avenue. Let me just rotate that camera back around. Yeah, we're slow all the way back. Reisterstown Road, Park Heights Avenue. The problem is the accident on the ramp from the inner loop to northbound 83. Two-lane ramp. It's been crowded for a while. The vehicle spun out there about 35 minutes ago, and that's still a problem through there. The wreck eastbound I-70 Marriottsville Road. Hang on a second. Eastbound I-70 Marriottsville Road on the shoulder now, but still backed up at the split at Route 40. The accident southbound I-97 after Benfield Boulevard is also now off the roadway. Delays back into the area at New Cut Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Weather Channel says cloudy, showers scattered throughout the day today, 56, rain tonight and tomorrow, heavy at times tomorrow, 54, the expected high, rain remains all the way through Saturday, 55. Right now, again, some light flurries in Columbia. And 43. We've got rain for the next hour in Baltimore, 44. And so it's going to be like this for the next several days. And you're up to date here on The Morning Drive, Casey and Elliot.
I tell you, we just received an email from one of our listeners, a good friend, George. He's just passed along the legal past of the driver who caused the death of those two girls, 695 and 83, a guy named Devin Frank. His legal past. He's quite an active rap sheet
The 2 9-year-olds?
Yeah. Case after case after case after case after case of criminal, fugitive, defendant of paternity.
So initially he was pulled over by a state trooper, if I remember the story correctly, and then he ran. Yep. He fled, and he was taking 83 southbound off of 695 to get on 83 and lost control of his car, hit the embankment, and all three died.
Yeah.
So, very, very tragic story.
Indeed. All right, Pam Bondi, some good news for all of us. She held a press conference yesterday. You talk about pulling in a big haul. You talk about $500 million worth of illicit drugs. That is how much they took off the streets. Pam Bondi announced yesterday.
Today's operation is an example of the unprecedented collaboration between the military and the Department of Justice components. These drugs are worth over $500 million. Almost 45,000 pounds of cocaine, pure cocaine, uncut, and 3,800 pounds of marijuana.
45,000 pounds of pure cocaine, $500 million, a little bit more. And she says the defendants will be held accountable.
These defendants will be held accountable for bringing this poison into our country. I always say if we can save one life, we have done amazing work. And today we have saved thousands and thousands of lives as a result of this incredible cooperation.
Now, Sean, you might think that, wow, this is quite a haul for a couple of guys in a pickup truck. Well, Bonnie says, no, it's not that simple. You have two major drug cartels who seem to have been involved in this, two of them, in order to put together this haul of more than $500 million in drugs.
We believe two cartels, CJNG and Sinaloa, were heavily tied to these shipments. This is a major blow to their financial operations and their efforts to distribute drugs throughout our country.
Yeah, you're talking about taking a hit, assuming it's spread equally, like $260 million each for these two organizations. That takes a little bit off your bottom line right there. And she said that the agency she worked with has a broad spectrum. It's not that everybody is in their towers anymore. They're working from agency to agency, hand in hand, in order to get good things done for the American people. These agencies will continue to work hand in hand because there's more work to do.
It's an example of a prosecutor-led, intelligence-driven approach to stopping these criminal enterprises in their tracks. DOJ and all of the agencies involved will continue to dismantle this transnational criminal organization, lock these criminals up, and keep our country safe.
Yeah, it just goes to just how, and again, I'm not going to say incompetent because this was done with intention, what the Biden administration was trying to do by flooding our country with the illegal aliens, drug cartel gangbangers. You know, drug cartels were roaming around this country freely, conducting business, poisoning the American people.
Oh,
with fentanyl,
most of the border.
And those days are over, according to FBI Director Cash Patel, that these drug cartel and their gangbangers will no longer be allowed to roam this country freely. They're going to be pursued. They're going to be hunted down doggedly. And be sent out of this country, even though judges and Democrats like Chris Van Hollen and Angela Alsobrooks want to make sure that these terrorists and drug cartel gangbangers are allowed back into this country when they're deported.
Now, Sean, on a slightly different topic, you know that we all have words of inspiration that kind of help us focus through an individual day. And I came across this inspirational quote yesterday that kind of touched me.
Three of the hardest things for people to say. I was wrong. I need help. Worcestershire salt. Worcestershire salt.
See, yeah.
That's a good one. 8 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680 WCBM Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Responding to President Trump's three-month pause in higher U.S. tariffs on most countries, the European Union is delaying its new tariffs on American goods for 90 days. The lone exception to Mr. Trump's tariff pause is China. The levy on Chinese imports rises to 125%.
The president explained that more than 75 countries have contacted the U.S. government for trade talks since the announcement of his reciprocal tariffs.
I did a 90-day pause for the people that didn't retaliate. Because I told him, if you retaliate, we're going to double it. And that's what I did with China, because they did retaliate.
He also said he was monitoring the bond market and thought people were getting a bit yippy, afraid. The president's pause on some tariffs sent stocks sharply higher. Greg Clydeston, Washington.
The government releases its closely watched consumer price index this morning. It will tell the tale of inflation for the month of March. After postponing last evening's vote, House Republicans may vote today on a budget plan that would advance the Trump agenda.
Speaker Mike Johnson said the chamber would probably vote on the measure Thursday.
The chamber was initially scheduled to vote on the measure around 5:30 p.m. Wednesday, but a number of lawmakers in the party's right flank remain entrenched in opposition to the measure, unwilling to waver from that resistance despite intense pressure from President Trump himself. Johnson officially announced plans to yank the vote after he huddled in a room off the House floor with more than a dozen conservative holdouts for over an hour. In the end, the conversation was not enough. The speaker said the conservative critics still had qualms with the budget resolution. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Searchers are still looking for survivors, and they're still recovering bodies 2 days after the nightclub roof collapse in the Dominican Republic, and the death toll has now climbed to 218. Watching Wall Street now, futures down 494 points. NASDAQ futures off 361. More on these stories, townhall.com.
You having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
You heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Thanks. Good morning, it's 8:03 on Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Right, so I-97 South coming out of Millersville, the wreck was south of Benfield Boulevard. That's on the shoulder, got a little better after New Cut Road. All of that traffic now is starting to funnel in from Benfield Boulevard down to Route 32. And in that area now, the backup pretty extensive, but it does finally get better after the bridge at 178. It'll take about 10 minutes or so to get through there. 50 in the meantime, from the Bay Bridge over towards I-97, not a problem, still a bit slow, eastbound I-70. The wreck earlier was at Marriottsville Road. Just looked at it. There's still some brake lights back at the split at Route 40. The ramp is a little bit slow from the earlier wreck. I think the ramp looks like it's back completely open, interloop to northbound 83, but you have delays from there on the Beltway that go all the way back towards Reisterstown Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Clouds, rain, cool temperatures. That's what we've got the rest of the week. Showers scattered today, 56 this afternoon. Widespread rain tomorrow, 54. More showers Saturday, 55 the high Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Reisterstown has 42 degrees. Dundalk has 44. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, the morning drive with Casey and Elliott. Maryland AG Anthony Brown is applauding the passage of legislation reforming the state's criminal justice system. During the General Assembly session, Maryland lawmakers passed geriatric and medical parole reform, expanding access to early release for aging and seriously ill inmates. The Second Look Act also passed, enabling courts to review long sentences after a period of time served for people who were convicted of a crime when their ages were between 18 and 25. Brown says the new laws represent a critical step forward in addressing the deep injustices caused by mass incarceration in Maryland. Baltimore City Fire Department piloting the use of a product to control bleeding. Seal Hemostatic Wound Spray was developed by a Baltimore-based company, BC3 Technologies. It is participating with the city in this structured trial. The Seal Spray is used to manage moderate to severe external bleeding by forming a physical barrier that seals wounds and stops blood flow. Catonsville Youth Ministry leader facing more than 70 charges, which would lead to years in prison, for the alleged sexual abuse of five teenage boys. 32-year-old Kevin Guy is accused of inappropriate touching, sending explicit nude photos to the victims, and using his position of authority to commit sex offenses between January 2018 and September 2024. According to Baltimore County Police, the teens say they met Guy through Metro Maryland Youth for Christ. He is no longer employed by that organization, of course. Lottery numbers from last night. Pick 3 was 997. Pick 4, 8346. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. And springtime can bring a new season of change and growth. There are so many things to look forward to, whether it's walking your dog, taking a stroll through the park with a loved one. It can be just energizing to get outside. Getting back into activities such as these can be difficult, though, if you suffer from pain in your feet, knees, hips, or lower back. Our patented three-step arch support system has helped countless people find relief. Here's another customer sharing their Good Feet story.
Amazing, the change. No pain left in my foot. My ability to walk is vastly improved. Like on a Saturday afternoon, I will take my dog for a walk, which is, I would watch football, I would watch basketball, I would do anything but probably go out and take a walk. But I do that now because there's no pain. I'm doing things more outside than I would have otherwise before. It's just real. Like, it really does work.
Good Feet Arch Supports can be the solution you need to get the most out of your springtime activities. Come into the Good Feet store for your free fitting and test walk, or visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
Gary has the morning off. He'll be back in, of course, tomorrow. I'm Bruce Elliott. Here is your sports. Well, the Orioles, a rough day yesterday. Diamondbacks captured the rubber match of the series against the O's. They shut us out 9-0 in Phoenix. Next up for the Orioles, you have Dean Kremer charged with the loss of that game. Baltimore now has dropped 3 of the last 4. And next, they face Toronto, the Blue Jays, for a 3-game home series. Wizards suffered a fourth straight loss. They fell to the 76ers, 122-103. Nationals fell short of a series sweep. They dropped their final game against the Los Angeles Dodgers, 6-5 in D.C. And next up, they're going to visit the Marlins in Miami for a 3-game set, and that begins tomorrow night. Capitals ready for the final stretch of the regular season after a record-setting day against the Islanders in Elmont. The Caps are hosting the Carolina Hurricanes this evening. And NASCAR is scheduled this weekend to be at Bristol Motor Speedway for the big race. The green flag drops Sunday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's Stein on Sports.
Hi, Frank Luber here again for my good friend Rod Barowie and his Safe Retirement Solutions team. Retirement income planning is a big deal. I've personally worked with many financial advisors over the years, and that's why I advise you to call my friend Rod Barowie. You can meet Rod personally in Annapolis or Towson. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120 or SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Don't leave your retirement up to chance.
WCB. Wherever you go, listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harper County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Time number 3 here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCVM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland coming up in this hour. The House passes the No Rogue Rulings Act, but there are still rogues in robes that are trying to thwart the Trump agenda. Senator Kennedy weighs in on AOC with perhaps the line of the year. And on President Trump. Top story here, though, today, that Towson Senior High School student and Marine hopeful by the name of Parker Jensen has now filed a lawsuit against the Baltimore County Public Schools. He had been suspended 7 days after this U.S. Marine hopeful had filed, had basically left his class because there were no flags. He's very patriotic. He was going to be joining the Marines in August at boot camp. And there were no flags in two of his classrooms at Towson Senior High School. So he asked the vice principal repeatedly for months, weeks, why no flags? No flags had been put in and were not put in until the story hit the media with our excellent investigative reporter over at Fox 45, Christopher Papps, and brought attention to it. Now we're told the flags are in as of April 1st. So Parker goes over with his phone and records himself at the headquarters of the Baltimore County Schools, and they basically would not come out and talk with him. He did not pose a threat. He was not carrying any weapons. He did not disrupt, according to the audio. All he said was he'd like some answers. And instead, he had the five Baltimore County police cars called on him and threatened to charge him with trespassing. Now, I have found out subsequently he has not been charged with trespassing as of yet, but he was suspended 7 days. He served that suspension, and now he's hired a Baltimore-based attorney, Sarah Spitalnik, and has filed a lawsuit against Baltimore County Public Schools on behalf of Jensen. She says it's definitely some kind of bullying, but his due process was indeed violated.
He was summarily suspended without any due process whatsoever, which every student in Baltimore County and Maryland has the right, and they stripped him of that within 5 seconds.
By the way, it's Baltimore County School Board policy and Maryland state law that American flag be in every classroom. So all he was asking was somebody to pay attention, follow the law. This is a very patriotic individual. And he, according to his attorney, did nothing wrong.
He got suspended for very little cause. He did nothing wrong besides try to bring forth his First Amendment right and really enforce a Maryland law, which is to have American flags in every single classroom.
But in this lawsuit, Jensen is asking for his suspension to be vacated along with monetary relief for damages. And his attorney fears the suspension could negatively affect his grades and future. Now, Jensen's going into the Marine Corps. That'll be fine. But after the Marine Corps, if he wants to go back to school, if he wants to go to college, this could affect his collegiate future or his college application. And in addition, he is not able to attend his senior prom because of the suspension. So she's asking that the suspension be vacated.
But we're still pushing to make sure that he has the most successful and active senior year he possibly can.
Yeah.
So Baltimore County Public Schools would not meet with Chris Papps. They sent him a statement saying they're unable to provide comment on specific student records or disciplinary action. Towson High School Administration was already in the process of investigating and addressing the report of missing American flags prior to the individual's visit to the Greenwood campus. As of April 1, flags have been installed in classrooms that did not have them. But again, this started in February, and it's now April 1st, so it was like 6 weeks. It took 6 weeks for somebody at Towson High to investigate and then react about whether there were flags missing or not present and put them in a classroom. It took 6 weeks for that action. No wonder our kids are failing.
8:13 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
There's a report of an accident, JFX northbound between Druid Park Lake Drive and Falls Road. That's the report. We can't see it. There are no cameras that work in that area. So if you're northbound from Penn Station, you're coming up from North Avenue, heads up there, and southbound could see it. So maybe an impact as you're coming south from the city-county line through there. It's not too bad right now. We're backed up to Moravia Road on 95, but it's moving. Looking at the traffic going out of the tunnel south towards Key Highway down to 395. That pace is good. And in the meantime, 895 has had some breaks, at least in the traffic, and only backed up right now between Eastern Avenue and the Urban Avenue ramp. So we can deal with that. Still some slowing, of course, on the Beltway in most of the areas. The Interloop still trying to recover from the earlier accident on the Interloop ramp to northbound 83. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel says cloudy, scattered showers throughout the day today. 56, rain continues tonight. Heavy at times, 54, and remains in the area through Saturday, and 55. Right now, it is 45 and cloudy in Pasadena, 46 under cloudy skies in Dundalk. Time for us to see which Democrat emerges from a Democrat clown EV.
Gentlemen, 8:15 Thursday morning, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, let's find out which loon has lost it. Let's head over to the circus if we could. Please enter the big top. Grab your seats and focus your attention on the center ring as the Democrat clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and out steps a woman who really, really, really wants to be the new face and voice of the Democrat Party, taking on the president, and wow, that's not bad enough. Also taking on Chuck's favorite pastime.
If we are going to talk about efficiency and worry about some solar paneled whatevers, let's talk about the fact that as of March 30th, Trump's golfing has cost us approximately $26 million. And the last time I checked, we're not getting anything in return for that. Maybe we need to talk about the president and his golfing habits.
We not getting anything for that. We're to conjugate a verb, huh?
He has decided that he wanted to play games while the rest of us are really trying to make sure that we can serve the American people.
Yeah, I'll tell you. Yeah, this a number of quotes that aren't going to have very good long shelf lives. That certainly is one of them. Jasmine Crockett putting her foot in it one more time.
She has no clue what she's doing, and she doesn't care.
No, she doesn't. As long as she gets the headlines, our very own headline whore, Jasmine Crockett, please get back in the clown car and get out of here.
A little later, we'll play you a piece of audio from a Chicago resident, a black woman who was testifying for the city council, and she was just amazing. There's a group called Chicago Flips Red,
yeah,
and she was calling out the Democrats, and that's the future, I think, of the black community, not Jasmine Crockett, okay?
Oh, yeah.
She is a clown, to say the least. All right, let's take a phone call here. Quickly, we've got Michelle in Westminster.
Hey, Michelle.
Good morning, my friends. How are we doing today?
We are fine. Thank you.
If you go back to the MPRP, 2 points. One, why aren't we putting more pressure on Mr. Harris to bring the Trump administration in on this to help us stop this? And two, the fact that they are going to court to force entry tells me that they found a sympathetic judge. And if that's the case, I have no problem organizing the gun owners of Maryland to stand guard on everybody's property. We can't let this happen. We have to hold the line.
Yeah.
We cannot allow this to happen.
Yeah, the idea of having gun owners defend property against lawful authorities could end very badly, Michelle.
Well, you know what? It's not lawful authority. They are trying to do things that we know. Everybody knows is wrong. We are not going to benefit from this. Nobody in Maryland is going to benefit. Everybody in Maryland involved in this, except for the politicians, are going to suffer.
Yeah, I think, and I hear what you're saying, but again, we've got to be very careful here because I think we want to make sure that we pursue all legal means and remedies to stop this. So I think you're right. I agree with you. They're going to find a judge. In Maryland, that's not going to be hard to do because
no.
Most of the Maryland bench are filled with bleeding heart liberals to begin with. But what we need to do...
Go ahead,
I was going to say, what we need to do is then we need to, if there is such a court order that is passed down, we need to immediately have somebody there to stop and appeal it and take it up to the next level and get this all the way. If it has to go to the Supreme Court, now that's going to be expensive. But that's got to, look, we're talking about people's property here and they're not benefiting. You can make an argument that it's going to benefit the public, but not in Maryland, that's for sure.
No.
Yeah, one of the problems I've always had with this is, who gets to declare eminent domain here? I mean, who's going to say, yes, I can seize your property? Only the government, as far as I know.
Yeah, only the government can do that. It's only the state agency, whatever is the Maryland Department of Environment or whatever agency lords over the land. And Governor Moore is the one that said this wasn't going to happen. And it seems like...
He's not running for president either. So.
Yeah, exactly. I think you're right. We need to up our game a little bit here and cause some issues for these people to say we're not going to go quietly. But I hear you.
And that's my point.
Right.
And it doesn't have to be just the gun owners. Anybody that wants to stand and hold the line on somebody's property to keep anybody from coming on. Look what they did out in the ranch where the BLM did to, I forget the guy's name, with the out in the Midwest, and they ended up by shooting him.
Oh, right. Amon Bundy?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Right.
Okay. They stood. They held their ground. They pushed them back. And they said no. And we have to come. This doesn't directly affect me. But it does a lot of parts of my neighbors and my state.
Well, it affects it might not be your our property, but it could be our property the next time. So that's what we have to stand and look. The issue with when you bring gun owners out there, then they, in order to enforce the court order, they're going to send police with the court order. So then you have law enforcement in a face off against the gun owners, and you know that is something we want to try to avoid.
I do, but for crying out loud, if not us, who?
Yeah.
If not when? If not now, when?
Yeah.
I mean, we have to do something to push back, if not the damage that is going to be done to so many.
All right, Michelle, we got to run. But listen, thanks so much. Appreciate your call, and you know, very passionate about that, and an interesting thing. And get your thoughts, maybe if you want to react to that. Right now, Mark McVeary is on our line. Mark, I know you're talking to all kinds of folks these days. What are you hearing from them about how they're doing financially each month?
I mean, right now, I mean, a lot of them aren't doing well. I mean, especially my clients that are carrying some debt. I mean, I'm talking to a lot of people that are basically telling me, hey, my check is spent even before I get it. I mean, the bottom line is, again, there's a lot of stuff in life we can't control, like the price of everything. But what I try to tell people is this. If you're a homeowner and you got some value in your property, you have some options. I mean, you can look into a reverse mortgage, pay off those debts, put that money back in your pocket, give you a little extra money to work with each month without a monthly payment. I mean, doing nothing isn't going to change anything. It's never a good choice.
Yeah, and when your clients bring up the idea of a reverse mortgage to their family or friends, what kind of stuff do they usually, what kind of stuff do you hear back from that?
Oh, my God, all kinds of stuff. I mean, a big one I hear, which I don't understand, is that don't do a reverse mortgage because you'll lose everything. I mean, I don't even know what that means. Because the bottom line, we talk about them all the time. A reverse mortgage is a mortgage just like other mortgages, a lien against your home, except you don't have to make a payment. I mean, here's the thing. I mean, we're all ready for the bills we expect, but the unexpected is what knocks us off track. I mean, with a regular mortgage, if you have an unexpected emergency hit, you still have to make that payment and handle the emergency at the same time. In most cases, there's not money to do both. Now, if you had a reverse mortgage, you don't have that payment. You have the extra money when life throws your curveball. It's a much better situation to be in.
Well, do you ever run into the situation where someone takes out or gets a reverse mortgage to help out their children?
Yeah, I mean, I do. I mean, like, you know, life happens to everybody, and I'm actually working on a case now where, the woman's son lost his job. You know, he needs some extra money. She's going to do a reverse mortgage to help him out because she can lend him the money, but without a monthly payment. So it's a safe way for her to help them out. And real quick, just want to say, hey, for any of our listeners on the Eastern Shore, I'm over here this weekend. If anybody wants to meet me or get together, I'm here this weekend and early next week. I'd be more than happy to sit down with you.
All right, the reverse mortgage man is on the move. How do they get in touch with you, Mark?
410-788-7070. That's 410-788-7070.
All right, thanks again. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon. That's Mark McVeary, your reverse mortgage answer man.
823, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Looks like there may be a minor incident here at 95 South coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Right side, they're in the shoulder area just after the ramp at Key Highway. Not a big deal. They're not even really looking at it, but just in case, might want to stay over and let the police car there do whatever they have to do at that point. Now, 95 still slow. We're moving. All four lanes are going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel, still backed up, but not a solid backup back to Moravia Road. 895 is fluctuating between Eastern Avenue and the Urban Avenue ramp. So overall, this time of the morning, from the situations we had, this is not bad right now. Northbound JFX, heads up, if you're coming up from Penn Station or getting on at North Avenue, there's a report of an accident. We can't see it. None of the cameras work on the JFX after the city-county line. It's reportedly northbound before the Falls Road ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Weather Channel says cloudy chances, scattered showers throughout the day today, and 56 the expected high. Rain likely mostly tomorrow all the way through Saturday. Right now, rain 43 in Reisterstown, and it is 43 in Columbia as well. It's 825, and by the way, Marty says, funny, prior to the school year, the administration of Towson High School told staff there would be no suspensions. You can't walk the halls of Towson without smelling weed or seeing multiple students wandering the halls. But no, they go after Parker Jensen. And the director of school security there, his name is Richard Muth, apparently has no authority to suspend. Only a principal can do that. So, again, that might be something else they need to add to the lawsuit that he was, and that's, maybe that is already in the lawsuit. We'll have to wait and find out. Let's go to Claude in Arbutus.
Hey, Claude.
Hey, you there?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Sean, how are you?
Doing fine, Claude. What's on your mind?
Okay, this is what we're going to say here. The flag thing could take 10 minutes to find out where the flags are and get them up there. That's no big deal. Now, the boy gets charged with trespassing, that's a big deal because the law clearly states, me being a former officer, you cannot charge anybody with trespassing under CR 4-603 unless they've been ordered to leave and refused to leave. So it says posted property after being refused to leave by agent of the property or owner. And the school would be the agent, but they cannot charge them with trespassing, and the police would be in violation of they'd be violating their civil rights as well because there's four elements of arrest. So it's
Let me ask you this. Would the Baltimore County Public School headquarters be considered public property?
It would be public property, but it's open to them. It's private property, but it's open to the public. See, there's a fine line there.
Yeah, there is a fine line. So if it's open to the public, and he didn't enter the building, he couldn't get into the building, he just stayed in the foyer there for an hour and asked somebody to come in, and so maybe they ordered him to leave. I don't know. We didn't hear that. But if they did,
respectful from what we hear. I mean,
yeah.
But like I said, you have to have four elements of making any arrest in the state of Maryland. You have to have the authority, we have to have the authority in the jurisdiction of the area, which means you're a police officer and you work in Baltimore County, and the people are understanding that they're being arrested and why they're being arrested, and the seizure of the body, which means you have to take custody of the body.
Right.
That's the elements of arrest.
Right. Well, they did not make an arrest. They were threatening he would be charged with trespassing. They have not brought that charge as of yet.
Right. But that would be the element of arrest, and they can't make that. That's a violation of his civil rights right now because they have no probable cause, is what I'm saying.
Right. Okay.
Based on what, you know.
Right.
And that's
sad. And again, I understand police, they got a tough job. Do you think five patrol cars is overkill for this?
100%. What do you need five for?
Okay, I'd like to hear the 911 call. Or I don't know if they called 911 or they just called the Baltimore County Police. I don't know what they did, but I'd like to hear that call made from the Baltimore County Public School System as to what they said about this young man.
Why don't you try to get Richard Moose? Richard Moose was a Baltimore County firefighter in the emergency management. And he's with a spokesman for Baltimore County Public Schools.
Well, we'll reach out to him, see if he wants to come on the air.
Yeah,
100%. We'll reach out to him and get his side of the story.
Matter of fact, he lives up in your area, like Randallstown area.
Okay. We'll do that. That's a good suggestion. Thanks, Claude.
Thanks, Claude.
Okay, Sean, have a great day.
You do the same. Appreciate your input there. 410-922-6680, still to come. Interesting developments yesterday. They busted this gang in Curtis Bay. Okay, Mayor Scott had this big press conference. So we got that. Chris Van Hollen is calling President Trump clear and present danger, lawless. And $16 million was raised to benefit the victims of the Key Bridge collapse, and yet not a cent of it went to the victims. Should that be investigated?
Yeah. You think? Now, here's a real estate fact for you. Right now, homeowners are sitting on the sidelines, hesitant to sell because of the low inventory rate right now and the great rate they may have on their current home. I mean, if you're paying a pretty low mortgage on your home, you have to have your perfect home come up. But what if it does? What if your dream home comes up? Would you go for it if you could find an interest rate somewhere in the mid-fours? If you said yes, then please listen up. Selling your Maryland or lower Pennsylvania home is one of the biggest financial decisions you're going to ever make. Take it from me. Don't list your home until you've at least talked with Maryland's real estate expert, Vinny Steele, with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Many Maryland home sellers are having issues getting their homes sold. With Vinny Steele's certified pre-owned home program, you get access to the tools you need to ensure that your home is the very best on the market. Call Vinny Steele right now, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515 for Vinny Steele, CEO of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty.
Up next, our favorite Louisianan, Senator John Kennedy, weighs in on AOC and President Trump. 8:30, time for news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. A Catonsville youth ministry leader is facing more than 70 charges for the alleged sexual abuse of five teenage boys. 32-year-old Kevin Guy, accused of inappropriate touching, sending explicit nude photos to the victims, and using his position of authority to commit sex offenses between January 2018 and September 2024. According to the Baltimore County Police, the teens say they met Guy through Metro Maryland Youth for Christ, but he is no longer employed by that organization. He is being held without bond at the County Detention Center. Howard County Police have arrested a suspect in connection with a 2023 double shooting in Wood Park Lane, in Columbia. A 19-year-old Kennard White charged with first-degree murder, attempted murder, assault, and weapons violations in the shooting that killed 18-year-old Jeremiah Darden. Police say White has been in prison since January 2024 for an unrelated robbery. Investigators believe that White and Darden knew one another. One of the jurors in the murder trial of Victor Martinez Hernandez has been dismissed. Before proceedings began on Wednesday, the judge in the case let the juror go but did not offer a reason for the dismissal. Martinez Hernandez, on trial for the 2023 rape and murder of Harford County mother of five, Rachel Morin, on the Ma and Pa Trail in Harford County. And Maryland Attorney General Anthony Brown applauding the passage of legislation reforming the state's criminal legal system. During the General Assembly session, Maryland lawmakers passed geriatric and medical parole reform, expanding access to early release for aging and seriously ill inmates. The Second Look Act also passed, enabling courts to review long sentences after a period of time served. 8:32 on WCBM. Next, WCBM Traffic and Weather on the threes.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch, ipsvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Rod Barowie with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120.
Rapid Radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com now for 60% off and free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Lottery numbers from last night. Your pick 3997, your pick 4 8346. And now, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
A traffic light problem we had earlier this morning is still there at Jarrettsville Pike and Tulane Valley Road. It was completely out from an incident overnight. So be especially careful if you're coming out from the side road there where Tulane Valley Road comes out onto Jarrettsville Pike at that point, and then you make your way onto the roadway. But there were no stop signs there with nobody there working on it, as far as we know. So the light is still out. Update on the JFX, the wreck right lane northbound near the Falls Road ramp, with delays back towards North Avenue. Southbound could be looking at it, but it's not backed up, at least through the city-county line. Delays still there on the Beltway, Parkville to Towson, Interloop through Pikesville, and the entire west side pretty heavy, 795 down through Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Clouds, rain, cool temperatures. That's what we've got the rest of the week. Showers scattered today, 56 this afternoon. Widespread rain tomorrow, 54. More showers Saturday, 55 the high Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid Radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com and you'll get 60% off, free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary has the morning off. Here is your sports Being brought to you this time by Graven Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. The Diamondbacks once again took advantage of the Orioles. They downed them 9-0 out in Phoenix. Josh Naylor led the way at the plate. He went 3-for-4, solo home run, and 3 RBI. Baltimore has now dropped 3 of his last 4, host of the Toronto Blue Jays for a 3-game set that starts tomorrow night. Wizards suffered their 4th straight loss. They fell to Philly, 122-103, their final home game of the season. The Nationals fell short of a series sweep. They dropped their finale against the Los Angeles Dodgers 6-5 in D.C. C.J. Abrams hit a leadoff home run for the Nats in the bottom of the first. He now has 4 long balls on this season. Capitals are ready for the final stretch of the regular season. After a record-setting day against the Islanders in Elmont, the Caps are hosting the Carolina Hurricanes tonight. Washington has 107 points and already clinched the Metropolitan Division. And NASCAR this weekend. NASCAR is in Bristol, the Bristol Motor Speedway. A green flag drops Sunday at 3 p.m. For the Cup Series. Coming up next, it's the Frozen Four.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Graven Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Graven Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Graven Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member Pacific.
Well, the men's college hockey, they're one step closer to crowning a season champion. They call it the Frozen Four. The Frozen Four kicks off Thursday. That's today from St. Louis. Denver, the reigning champion. They battle Western Michigan, who made the tourney for the first time in school history. Penn State also making its Frozen Four debut. They face off against five-time winner Boston University. The final takes place on Saturday. And another green jacket up for grabs. Yes, the Masters. That is this weekend. Scottie Scheffler, Donald Augusta, be looking to defend his title with the Masters tease off today. Scheffler won last year's tournament by 4 strokes after finishing atop the leaderboard at 11 under par. And that is Stein on Sports.
Listen live or on demand. Download the WCBM mobile app from the App Store today. Win tickets and prizes. Text into the studio. Best of all, it's free. Stay connected wherever you go with the WCBM app from Talk Radio 680, WCBM at 99.9 FM in Harvard County.
8:37 here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Let's hit some phone calls here this morning. Richard on the Eastern Shore, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, Richard.
Richard, are you still there? Don't know what that was.
It was a foghorn.
It was a... Okay, we'll try Robert in Bel Air.
Hey, Robert, how are you?
Hey, I just wanted to add, maybe these landowners should think about having those areas where this power line is going to go tested, like percolation tests done there to see if they're buildable areas for housing, because housing land would be a lot more expensive than them purchasing that this at farmland rate.
Yeah, well,
they don't want to sell.
Right.
And that's part of it. Is they're being, many of them don't want to sell. They're quite happy with the wonderful area they have. They don't want to be looking at power lines, and they want to stay where they are. And they feel like they're being forced out because somebody is going to get a benefit, not them, but their view is going to be spoiled. Their life will be completely altered forever. And do we live in a society where, once again, we're being told, well, to benefit somebody else, we're taking your stuff from you?
Well, you know, and the thing is, the takings clause, you know, they define just compensation. And Robert, thanks for your call. I mean, what is just compensation to you and your property might be something different for me and my property.
Yeah.
So it really should be up to the homeowner. And if the homeowner doesn't want to sell for any way, shape, or form, whatever the reason, then they shouldn't be forced to sell. That's my belief. It's you spent a lifetime earning and doing, but then again, we have property taxes. If you don't pay your property taxes, they can come take your land.
Which I think is immoral.
It is immoral. You know, we both agree on that. But, you know, in this particular case, let's say somebody say, okay, well, my property's worth $500,000. I will take $2 million. If you are willing to give me $2 million, if you're okay with that,
I can find something similar.
Exactly, exactly. But in many instances, people can't, and in most of these cases, they're not getting just compensation.
Well, they also have, look, some of these homes are generational.
Right.
So it's not just the value of the home. It's the value of the farm that may be there for a number of generations. How do you take that from somebody?
Maybe a farm or a vineyard or, you know, whatever it is, there is value to some properties and homes. You can't put a price on that, if it's generational.
Let's say, for example, you live in that spectacular home out in the Worthington Valley, Sagamore Farms. This magnificent up on the hill, and you're being told, we're going to put a power line right through your property. You have this most, I've been there once for a listener lunch.
Right.
You have the most amazing view from there. How do you compensate somebody for that? How do you compensate them for the forever loss?
It's funny how that works. I don't think somebody with that kind of land ever gets disrupted by a power line for some strange magical reason.
Yeah, it's the underwear.
You know?
It's the Under Armour underwear.
Well, let's go to Terry and Preston on the Eastern Shore.
Hey, Terry.
Hi. Years ago, I heard about the EPA test that I think it was President Bush, the first one. And the test to see if being around high power lines caused leukemia or side effects of that. And they came back, yes, it does, and you shouldn't live within 5 miles of that power line. Now, since then, maybe they've come out ways to filter it, but that's a major problem, in my view. And also, I guess underground wiring would be just as disruptive to property, but as far as visual, I don't know how all that works, but I'd be willing to, have a bunch of fundraisers in Maryland to eventually get all the major power lines underground and out of harm's way. I think it's despicable. I was in Frederick and Route 15. They put these high three-story townhouses directly under the power lines. I couldn't believe my eyes.
Yeah. Well, I think you raised very interesting points on the health concerns regarding the above-ground power lines. And again, I haven't seen the latest studies on that. I've heard from farmers in these areas that the power lines that are buried underground also pose a threat to fruit and crops. And
oh my God! You know, yeah, that's bad.
Yeah, so that would affect their livelihood.
Yeah, farming is so important to the state of Maryland. We export food here, and to me, it's a threat to our security as a state and as a country. When you take away the farms, we have nothing left.
Yeah, well, they're doing that now with Budsey Solar Farms I see on the Eastern Shore.
Oh, God, I talked to somebody, and he said he lives here on the Eastern Shore. It's pathetic because they keep spraying to keep the weeds down, so you have probably triple the amount of herbicides in the ground, so that, again, they're ruining the groundwater. And then there was a study done that showed that power lines that were started out in the Midwest caused great increases in heat of the temperatures and also lack of rain.
Right. Terry, thanks.
Okay, well, thank you.
Very good points.
A number of interesting studies on living near magnetic fields, the power lines, everything from there's a study out of British Columbia saying your risk for leukemia is substantially higher, to studies done by the American Cancer Society indicating that living near electric or magnetic fields can have impact on your health. And again, if you're putting power lines near somebody, not just compensating them for the property, you must take that into consideration as well. And this is assuming they want to move in the first place.
Right. Well, there's those of us working radio, there was the concern about RF for all those years.
Yeah.
The radio frequency energy, which is I had a guy once who refused to come to work because they were within X amount of feet of the towers, and he thought it would make him infertile. So he wanted a remote. But then he moved to Brooksville, so.
Yeah. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Infertile. All I was doing was try to grow green beans.
We're just practicing. These are all practice rounds.
I like practicing. It's good. I like teachers. When you do something wrong, they make you do it over again.
Exactly. All right, Chuck, what's happening?
Oh, my. We're going to step into it now. The traffic light's still out. Again, this has been like this all morning. Jarrettsville Pike, Delaney Valley Road, so be especially careful through there. The wreck is in the deceleration lane, just to be specific. Northbound JFX at the Falls Road ramp. Buddy of mine used to say when he got on the expressway, it was the exhilaration lane. Poor Jeffrey. Bless his heart. The backup is northbound, coming up from the North Avenue ramp. Southbound can see it, so maybe south of Cold Spring Lane, you'll have some brake lights. Beltway still slow, inner loop through Pikesville, Parkville side, down the west side, still there, 795 down to Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
WCBM weather, channel forecast, cloudy chance of scattered showers throughout the day today. 56 for the high, rain likely most of tomorrow, heavy at times, 54. And right now, rain in 45 in Ellicott City, and it is 44 in Middle River. And time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby, it's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby, give it to me, give it to me.
Well, our feel-good news today is a dog that went missing in Utah 2 weeks ago showed up 1,000 miles away in North Texas.
Wow.
People in the Texas community donated $2,000 to get him home. Here's Mark Cooper, director of the operations at the Colony Animal Services, talking about how to get this pup back to its owner.
Beautiful dog, and we just wanted to help the dog. We wanted to help this family and also help Collin County because we know they're full. We had the means and the support to get him back home, and we wanted to take advantage of that.
1,000 miles in 2 weeks for a puppy. How does that happen? I don't know, but that hopefully has a good ending. Let's go to John in Catonsville.
John, could not hang on. Patty is in Harford County. Good morning, Patty.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing fine, thanks.
Good. Last night, the public law judge that works for the Maryland Public Service Commission held a public input meeting about the Brandon Shores project here in the North Harford area. And there were lots of people that came out that are opposed to the project, mainly people that live along the right-of-way. And, of course, they're concerned for many reasons. And tonight they'll hold a public input hearing about the project in Arundel County, and I believe the 23rd they'll have one in White Marsh for the people that live in Baltimore County.
Mm-hmm.
I found it interesting that the Maryland's Office of People's Counsel took no position on the Brandon Shores transmission project that will bring in quite a bit of electricity imported from Pennsylvania. Matter of fact, they recently did a resource adequacy report that's available from their website. And one of the things that report says is that, quote, the benefits of the Brandon Shores, the activation and associated transmission improvements show that it will be possible to serve the entire BGE and Pepco local delivery areas with imported power without Maryland-based load nuclear or natural gas generation from Calvert Cliff, Hughes Energy Center, Charles Energy Center. In fact, these transmission upgrades could support an additional increase in customer load of 300 megawatts for a total of 12,600 megawatts, unquote. And basically what that says is that the Maryland Piedmont Reliability Project isn't needed. And I think that will be a stance that the Maryland's Office of People's Counsel will take at some point. But there is concern that we're focused on transferring so much fossil fuel generated electricity and a little nuclear from Pennsylvania and some from West Virginia into Maryland to the tune of about 80% of our electricity needs. And that 80% stat came to me from the Pennsylvania Office of Consumer Advocate. I recently sent them the legislation that the General Assembly passed, and the reaction I got back is that, you know, West Virginia is actively seeking data centers, Pennsylvania is seeing data center activity ramp up, which means that more of the local generation in those states will go to local projects and less capacity to send to places like Maryland. And the question was, is Maryland, end quote, is Maryland really considering this or just assuming they can continue to import 80% of their energy needs from out of state, unquote?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a joke when the Democrats in Annapolis and the governor don't support fossil fuel baseload generation that can run 24/7, but yet they're okay with importation levels that are just really not sustainable from states, then it's going to be fossil fuel generated electricity.
Yeah. Well, this state is in a mess, energy-wise, and we had the president sign the coal executive orders this week,
mm-hmm.
And it's going to help a lot of states, but it won't help in Maryland because, you know, frankly, they want to eliminate fossil fuels, and we don't have, that's why we got to import so much of our energy. Patty, thanks for the call. Appreciate that and that information. But it's got to be an all-of-the-above approach. We can't generate the needs of what we have here in Maryland based on what we're producing here. We don't have the wind power, hydroelectric electric power, solar power, it doesn't cut it. Not yet, anyway. Not unless there's a new energy form that's out there. There's nuclear. And, you know, again, yeah. Calvert Cliffs is doing a great job, but we need another nuclear power plant. But again, that scares a lot of people. And so, but this idea that we're going to meet the needs of the future with what we have right now, wind, solar, hydroelectric, it's not happening.
One of the funniest lines Donald Trump got off at the NRCC yesterday had to do with the fascination with wind power. He said a couple of things. He said, ever want to see a bird graveyard? Walk underneath one of these things. He said, it kills birds like crazy, these big things, the wind turbines. And secondly, what happens when it's not windy? Martha, I want to watch TV at night. Well, that's nice, Homer, but the wind isn't blowing. It was just an amazing
kind of... It also reminds me of years ago in radio when I was out in the Southwest. There was a Mexican blowtorch radio station called X-Rock 80.
Oh, yeah.
In Juarez.
Was it 100,000?
100,000 water, and it would beam all the way into the United States. And guys would tape their shows and send them down there. They'd have Mexican engineers who would play them. But you would go to, I visited once on my very few trips to Mexico, but I did visit and made it by Juarez. The number of dead birds and other wildlife in that direct vicinity of that 100,000 watt blowtorch it blew me away. It really did. 8:50, 10 before the hour, the best of morning drive available each every day, WCBM.com, and on our Facebook page and Rumble page, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
We're here with Ryan Herbert of Pro Status Financial Advisors Group here in the Maryland, D.C. area and host of the Savvy Investor radio show and podcast. Ryan, you get to be about 55 and a half and older, and you know you need a few things. You need a financial advisor, you need a CPA, and you need an estate planning attorney, and you want them all talking to each other so they're working for me, for us. And that's hard to do.
Yeah, that's the hardest thing, simply getting them on the phone, let alone getting them to talk to each other. And most importantly, above anything else, is getting them to agree on a strategy. You know, that's the most important thing, is coming up with an estate plan that works with your financial plan, coming up with a plan for taxes that works with your financial plan, and making sure all of them are doing the same thing. Because if you're working with three different people, you're driving to one side of town to see your estate planning attorney, mm-hmm. you're driving across the other side of town to see your CPA, and then you're going to see your financial advisor, making sure that all of them work together is the hardest part. And that is why we bring it all under one roof with ProStatus Financial. So for the next five callers that are truly serious, why not take the steps now to protect everything that you've worked so hard for? I encourage you to give us a call at 866-597-1040 and sit down with Mike, myself, and a member of our team here at ProStatus, and we'll put together your very own comprehensive retirement plan that you need to have all in one place.
This is the model that Ryan Herbert, Mike Kinnett, and their team at ProStatus Financial have built. So for the next five callers with $500,000 or more saved for retirement, congratulations. And as Ryan said, they're going to sit down with you personally and create your step-by-step plan for a successful retirement. Call ProStatus now, 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. And at thesavvyinvestorradio.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey, guys, it's Carson. Thursday on the show, the stock market bounces back. Step off the ledge. Plus, what is driving the bat guano craziness of the left and Democrats?
I like them already.
And eliminating the truth. I'll explain.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
8:53 right now at Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We want the truth about the traffic. Chuck Whitaker.
You're not going to. You can't handle the truth.
Oh, please.
You know, it's not been too bad. I have to say that the tunnels today, at least, without any major issues. So good news there. It's busy, but at least it's moving. And we had a little bit of light rain earlier. It really didn't get too bad, so that's okay. We'll take it for right now. Leftover slowing on the Beltway, Parkville side, interloop through Green Spring, down the west side, typical ride. JFX, they're still working on the wreck, northbound near the Falls Road ramp. If you're coming up from Penn Station, you're getting on at North Avenue, 28th Street. You'll see it there in the right.
right lane on the northbound side. Then a couple of late accidents. St. Paul at 33rd, Pulaski Highway at the city-county line. The traffic light is still a problem. You have to really be careful here at Jarrettsville Pike at Delaney Valley Road. That light was completely out. The work zone, we haven't gone back to see that for a while, but I know they're there. Northbound 95 in Harford County. They're working there in the right lane at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says cloudy, chance of scattered showers throughout the day today, 56, rain tonight. Tomorrow, heavy at times, 54, rain on Saturday, 55. And, right now we're looking at, it's getting up there a little bit, but still a little chilly for this time of year.
Yeah.
It's 47 in Dundalk, 48 in Annapolis. This just in, for the first time since September, inflation has gone down.
Good.
We're at 2.4% for the previous month. So, once again, we've got egg prices coming down, gas price of oil per barrel's coming down. Now inflation's starting to come down. So things are working. It might take a little bit longer, but they are working, moving in the right direction.
Yeah, pass this along real quickly, and then I get to Kim. Sorry. Wagner College has now confirmed to Fox News that the transgender fencer is now off the women's fencing team. After the female fencer, Stephanie Turner, kneeled in protest and said, no, I'm not going to fence. Now the transgender fencer has been pulled off the women's team, which is fine. Now he can go try out for the men's team and get better.
I understand that decision. He was sitting on the fence for a while.
Apparently, yes. That's what I hear.
You knew I was going there, didn't you? Yeah.
I did not know, but I knew something was coming here.
Yeah. Kim Klasick Live is coming up next. Kim, what's going on?
Good morning, guys. So today is day 7 of the Rachel Warren trial. I guess you could say Victor Martinez. And we still don't know why the juror was removed yesterday, but apparently that does happen. But we are going to talk about the fact that Victor Martinez was deported 3 times before he allegedly killed Rachel. And I believe, I know ICE is going after a lot of people right now, of course, thankfully, but I do believe there's more Victor Martinez's out there. And I just wonder how many are now being protected because of these rogue judges or because of these legislators that would, you know, allow criminally charged illegal aliens here. And then when you put in the fact that he did allegedly kill a woman in El Salvador, the previous, you know, the last time he was deported, I mean, it just...
Didn't he beat up a woman in Los Angeles as well?
And then there was the video of him coming out of the home.
Right.
I am just floored at the fact that we still have people that don't seem to take this seriously. So we're going to talk about that. Also, Mike Allers Jr., he's going to join us at 11 a.m. To talk about some of the rising stars in both the Democrat and Republican parties. He used to work for Winsome Sears, and he was on her campaign and also with One American News. So he's been keeping an eye on many different people that are coming up, especially...
Please tell me that Jasmine Crockett isn't one of them.
She should not be on the list. We'll get the list from Mike.
Okay.
But he was talking about a couple people in Maine, apparently, that a lot of people don't know about just yet, but apparently the DNC has been talking to them more often.
what do you think about Gretchen Whitmer yesterday in the Oval Office? What do you think
that.
Is behind
that?
Trump praised her.
Yes. I was shocked on that.
Is this trying to praise her and she'd be spoiled goods for the Democrats? Maybe they don't want her running in 28?
I couldn't see anybody voting for her in the first place. You know? So it's very bizarre.
No, she has the votes of the Upper Peninsula. She is locked down.
Yeah.
It's where her vacation home is.
I don't know what it was, but Laura Loomer, of course, she was sounding off on X yesterday. I don't know if you saw that, but she was upset. She was upset that Trump was praising her. But we do. We have a lot to talk about. And then also Maryland Tough, Baltimore Strong, that fundraiser, the Baltimore Banner did the report. Apparently, the money from that specific organization did not go to the families as it was implied on their website and then removed. So we're going to talk about that because Mayor Scott has responded because they were blaming his office for pivoting the funds elsewhere, and he said that he did not.
Yeah. Well, I think there should be an investigation into that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Know, because they said they created another fund on top of that fund. So where'd that money go?
And $16 million.
That's a lot of money.
Wow.
Yep.
Kim Klasick Live. That's more than you make in a week, man.
Coming up next.
You know, it's right there.
Real quickly, John in Ellensburg, last word of the day.
Hey, John.
Hey, good morning, guys. So, you know, Governor Taxmore has got this reparations study going on. So, you know they're going to come back and say, oh, yeah, we got to tax somebody. So is there going to be a white tax? I mean, is that going to be where this is heading? And if that does happen, what should happen is Garrett County should annex into West Virginia. Washington County should annex into Pennsylvania. Delmarva should annex into Delaware. Because, and we're all saying, well, this will be unconstitutional, have a race tax. But that's exactly where we're heading.
Yeah, I think, although I don't know if Delaware would be all that much better. It's pretty blue.
Yeah, but it's completely blue.
It's completely, yeah. It's just better for income, sales tax, retirement. Yes, but yeah. It's a great point, John. Thanks for the call. Appreciate that. They could be. They've found another something else to tax in Maryland.
Hey, you're out tomorrow.
I'm off tomorrow and Monday. Be back on Tuesday. And thanks for sitting in. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you in the morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland.